Indeed, of course, those polls have given Theresa May a bit of a boost since that Brexit first phase a victory. But yeah, a lot more potholes in the in the road ahead. Thank you so much, David Wooding, political editor of The Sun on Sunday. He's watched and listened to Prime Minister's questions, so you don't have to. And I think if you heard those, having heard those clips, I think you can understand why we do that. Anyway, thank you very much to him. I'm delighted to say John Holmes is here now to tell us what's happening on his show.
I think they, Jeremy Corbyn and Theresa May, should perhaps, like in the First World War, have a little football match in the middle of by the Woolsack.
Oh, absolutely.
Just a kind of no man's land of Parliament. Yeah. Both sides, football match,
I'm
shake
just
hands.
Just going to be a little bit of a pedant here. The Woolsack is in the House of Lords.
Oh, yeah, good point. Dispatch box.
Close enough. No, but thanks. I think they'd actually probably, like a lot of politicians, they all get on, they get on perfectly well.
Yeah, of course they do.
These people, apart from all that abuse that apparently has been throwing at people. Are you very excited about the new Star Wars movie?
We are going to be talking about it, yeah. Certainly at least one of our team has never even seen one Star Wars film at all.
Is that the one who looks like Chewbacca? I was dancing with at the Christmas
you
party.
You were doing that, and that was a bit
he
disturbing.
He does look like Chewbacca.
He does.
He's
yeah.
the ginger.
He's the big old ginger one.
He's
no, it's not him. One. It's Cornelius. In fact, I don't think he's watched any films, and that's because his eyes look in weird different directions. So as soon as he sits down in front of a screen, he can kind of see behind himself, so it doesn't really work going to the cinema
for him.
Makes
so much
sense. So we're doing Star Wars. We're doing some election stuff because apparently there was some Senate thing in America.
Something,
I don't know whether you've heard of that.
Going on. Yeah, so we're all just going for paedophiles now, not a problem.
Oh, yeah, paedophiles as well. Plenty to talk about.
And there is always plenty to talk about. John Holmes here from 1 to 4. Absolutely brilliant show. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift. Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Fleet managers, maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatic's fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers, and improve the safety of your employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. Fleetmatics, a Verizon company.
You can say anything to a mate. Anything. Call them every name under the sun. Wind them up. Bring them down a peg. Tell them stuff you never thought you'd tell anyone. Because they're proper mates. Like brothers. When it's a mate, you say what you feel like saying. Except, I love you, man. And I'm not gonna let you drink drive. Stupid, innit? Mates don't let mates drink drive. Think.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. Here's Claire with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, two in court over Salford fire, schools underperforming and a Brexit showdown.
Talk Radio.
A man and a woman have been remanded in custody after appearing in court accused of murdering three children in a house fire in Salford. They're due at Manchester Crown Court tomorrow following Monday's blaze. The head of Ofsted says disadvantaged children shouldn't be used as an excuse for underachieving schools. Well, Amanda Spielman also criticised a culture of disadvantaged one-upmanship. Well, 130 schools in England have failed to get a good rating for a decade, and the Education Secretary Justine Greening thinks they need to start thinking outside the box.
We've got to recognise that more of the same isn't going to be enough for those schools. What we need to do is work directly with them, have an agreed plan of action to improve schools.
A teenage boy has admitted causing the deaths of five people by dangerous driving after a car smashed into a tree in Leeds last month. Well, the 15-year-old, who can't be named, pleaded guilty to five charges at the city's Crown Court. The Prime Minister's being warned she faces defeat over some of her key Brexit legislation in the Commons later. Well, a group of Tory MPs want to be guaranteed the right to have a say on any final deal. Theresa May's lack of majority leaves her vulnerable. But former Attorney General Dominic Grieve says it's necessary due to a power which could see a meaningful vote ignored.
The reason why I've tabled an amendment is not to stop Brexit. It's to question why this power is in this bill in the way it is, when in fact it's a power that the government should not and ought not to be using.
And Peter Kay has cancelled all of his upcoming work commitments, including his tour, because of what he called unforeseen family circumstances. Well, the comedian's put out a statement saying the decision has not been taken lightly and that his family must always come first. He was due to go on the road for the first time in 8 years in 2018.
Interesting. Right, so, hi Claire.
Hello.
How are you today?
Oh, that was a bit rusty, but you know, we've got loads more to go. So
yeah, I mean, that's fine,
it.
Isn't it?
So it's the first one. It's like a roller coaster being a
consider
reader.
That a rehearsal for the rest of
no
the...
No one heard it, did they?
Rest of, no one listens to this.
Well, no one listens to you anyway.
No, God, no.
They've all turned off now I finished.
Yeah, that's right. They will stay for that.
Thanks for joining.
Then they come back for bonus news at 3:30.
Well, exactly, that's, yeah. That's the way forward.
What is today? What did we do yesterday?
Oh,
vegetables.
God, I just hit the microphone. Have I been here before?
Minerals.
Yesterday was vegetables.
Was it? Today's minerals, then.
Yeah, because we had all the potato ones.
We did.
That potato restaurant we went to last night.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. What? The McCain. What was it? A McCain.
Roasteron. And it was done by McCain, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And you could have all the roast potatoes you wanted, and it was £5.
No meat.
All you could eat. What well, we don't know. I didn't really look into it, did I?
No, not really. I mean, there was literally no research done. But that's fine. It's what we've come
it's
to expect.
Fine, yeah.
It's like you've stepped into Victoria's shoes just neatly. Claire is with us throughout the afternoon, of course, and doing the news. And now here she's with the weather. The weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Windy with heavy blustery showers, turning wintry in the northwest later. Some brighter spells in between. Today's high, though, 7 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed. And now here's
Jake. Is it Jake?
Jake.
Oh, he introduced himself as Jake. We'd not met before.
Right. Well, let's assume he was telling the truth.
Here's Jake.
Here's Jake with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it. Selco, it's where the
trade go. Good afternoon, I'm Jake Robson. Manchester City could open up a 14-point lead with a win at Swansea in the Premier League tonight. And if Manchester United slip up at home to Bournemouth. There are 7 matches in total, one of which sees Brighton hoping to end a run of 5 without a win against Tottenham at Wembley. Manager Chris Hughton says he's not too worried by Albion's recent form.
We know how difficult this division is, and you know that you're going to have difficult periods. It shows how well we have started. You know, we've lost 2 on the bounce, and we're looking at it as a difficult period.
Burnley are likely to be unseated from 4th place, with Liverpool at home to West Brom and Arsenal heading to West Ham. 2 managers return to their former clubs, with Claude Puel taking Leicester to Southampton and Sam Allardyce heading for Newcastle with Everton. And in cricket, Johnny Bairstow has been moved up to 6 in the batting order for tomorrow's potentially decisive third Ashes test in Perth. He swaps places with Moeen Ali, who drops to 7 in an unchanged team. Defeat for England, and the Aussies take back the Ashes. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed, Jake Robson. I don't know why I'm thanking him. He can't hear me. He's not even really there. He recorded that half an hour ago. That's probably not even in date yet. Something could have happened in the middle of between when he recorded that and that going out on air. We just don't know. Maybe he'll catch up with it in the next bulletin that he's probably pre-recording now or something. Anyway, hello. It's a... I'm going to call it Wednesday. So, you know, let's get on with an afternoon show, shall we?
Talk Radio.
It's a wonderful idea, really, to offer up a spare chair for older people who always eat on their own.
For those special Sunday roasts, only Bisto Best Chicken Gravy will do. Made with real meat juices for that authentic, rich, roasted flavour. Try Bisto Best at your spare chair Sunday. Ah, Bisto.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon and welcome along. It's the opposite of a human person. It might be aliens. Well, that's a lie.
I no longer identify as a mackerel.
What do you want me to do, you drunk man?
I vomited right on the fish.
You've been sick in a bin twice.
Wanting to join in that pointless interview?
What? Yes. Oumuamua.
You will have heard her announce
Ian can go eat an arse.
And,
for example, here's one.
What a mess.
Go and suck a thistle.
What are you doing?
Put a
just
big old
stop.
Pendulum.
They swing
both ways, don't they?
They're really nice gents.
Con's face literally fell off his skull.
Holy mackerel.
I mean, that's not pleasant at any time.
Mr. Hangover's coming with a sentence.
Hello, am I on air?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar.
This isn't a weekend retreat.
Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Talk radio.
For you,
John
Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am bound together on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Hey, hello. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to you. Yes, it is your 1-4 bit of the day in radio form, my friend. An in-joke nuclear bomb of a show. According to some management types who work here, who had a meeting yesterday. We still don't know 100% whether an in-joke nuclear bomb of a show is a good thing or not.
They're fine with it, apparently.
Oh, I'm going to be honest, the smart money says, you know, enjoy it while you can. At least we're honest with you, though. At least we are honest with you, the listener. We're like that little baby in the news, except where the amazing child had born with a heart outside of her chest. We largely wear ours on our sleeve, so welcome along. I am John Holmes, that's right. It is Talk Radio. And as Doug Jones becomes the first Democrat in 25 years to win a US Senate seat for Alabama, and he's won that place over the creepy, accused of all manner of unseemly things, 70-year-old former Judge Roy Moore, who was endorsed by Donald Trump. He thinks Muslims are unfit for office. And that the gays are an abomination in the eyes of God. He sounds like a great guy, doesn't he? I actually don't know why he wasn't elected. He sounds like he'd fit right in the land of Trump. He's actually refused to concede defeat as well. The scamp. By the way, how are you today, Con? Out of interest, because yesterday's show was interesting for many reasons.
Why?
Well, not you weren't. You weren't so well. I think the listener will know that.
We don't know that for sure.
I mean, we do know that you weren't well when you were sick in a bin.
I wasn't sick in a bin. You made that up.
You were sick in a bin. But which is better than producer Dave, because he was sick on a pavement.
On a pavement.
In front of some graffiti that said the word horror in big high letters. It was rather appropriate, I thought. So he was sick on a pavement, you were sick in a bin, and you weren't very well. How are you today?
I'm fine.
People are concerned about your health.
I'm very fine, don't worry.
And what did you... Did you follow through with your Chinese?
Yeah, £36 worth of Chinese.
36 quid.
Yeah.
Wow. Did it make you feel better, did it?
It did, actually.
Yeah, there we
unbelievably.
Go. So, there we go.
I haven't eaten since as well.
There we go. It's Christmas party season. It happens to us all. Peter Kay's cancelled his tour. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I know. That's sad.
Yeah. Interesting. Anyway, so 1:10, isn't it? And we've got some programme to bring you. Shall we start with some headline hijacking this hour? I think we should. That means you get to make up the news. Make up a news story. All you need is a couple of sentences, maybe a paragraph at most. Send it to us. You could hear Claire say it out loud in the bulletin at 2:00 to confuse people not paying attention to this bit. Here's how to get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Any word you like. We'll be going through the newspapers. We have today's diversity paper review, courtesy of Tara, who is Jewish. Looking through the papers from the point of view of a different diversity. It's what we do each and every day, making us the most diverse programme in all of the broadcasting. doing our bit for a media that simply isn't diverse enough. Well, it is when we help. We will be talking to Talk Radio's foreign correspondent about a foreign story from somewhere foreign. We've got our work experience. Hayley's in today looking through some Christmas gift ideas. Yeah. Oh, sort of the broadcasting version of one of those crap catalogues that you get through the door at this time of year. There's the big debate three. There will be a game of Dead or Alive on the programme later. If you'd like to play, you can get in touch in the usual way. And here's the usual way, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We will be talking, amongst other things today, Star Wars, of course. The new Star Wars film is out. We will be talking about that amazing operation on that tiny baby born with a heart outside of her chest. Much to get through for your Wednesday afternoon's entertainment. Who's working on the show, though? Let's find out. Chloe is in the producer's chair. Hi, Chloe. Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you today? How are you today? Fine.
Well,
why aren't you wearing your headphones? Doesn't matter.
What?
How are you today? Katie's on the buttons. Hi, Katie. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
Hi there. Claire's got the news. As you know, Cornelius is obviously here.
Yes, John.
Yes.
Happy Star Wars release day.
Well, it's not out till, like, tomorrow. Is it the 14th? It's out, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, some people are going to see midnight screenings, aren't they?
Fine. So welcome along, then. Talk Radio in the afternoon.
It's Ice Cream Day and National Day of the Horse as well.
The National Day of the Horse?
Mm, probably the American National Day of the Horse, but...
Well, we can have that. We've got horses here.
Yeah. But it's not an International Day of the Horse. You know, it's their thing.
Right. Great. Anyway, so here we go with today's big story. But how do we get into it? Well, I'm going to tell you. We're going to get into it with some music. See if you can work out what we're going to be talking about from the following tune. Well, I mean, it's a female dog, isn't it? You can't. It's not a swearing. Right. So, hi. Good afternoon, Talk Radio. That is a song But how does it link to today's big story? That's the question we're asking of you. The clues are all there, of course. Cornelius has been trying hard to work it out here in the studio. A little fun quiz for you to play along at home or at work. Cornelius.
I think I know it, John.
What is it, then?
Well, just like a pill.
Yes.
A pill could also be called a tablet.
Yes.
And there's loads of social media stories today about children protection.
That's right.
So I think I've worked you out. I think I've played you at your own game.
Yes.
Here.
Yeah, because a pill, like a tablet.
Yeah.
Kids play on the tablet.
Yeah, go on social media.
Social media, which is ripping the fabric of society apart.
Yeah, and
according
gambling,
to the news,
making
gambling.
Children gamble as
That's
well.
That's right, yeah.
All sorts.
Yeah. No, it's not that. It's a pill. That's medicine, isn't it?
Yes.
And the story is of the little baby in hospital.
With
successful
heart.
Operation to move the heart back inside the body. What an incredible story that is. Plus, it's the baby's pink. Little pink baby, isn't it? So, pink.
Mm.
There we go. So, we are going to be talking about that story. Incredible series of operations. First time it has ever been done successfully in this country. And an incredibly rare condition, but we'll find out all about it on Talk Radio in the afternoons next. I'm John Holmes.
Well, which ones are yours and which ones are mine?
Christmas on Talk Radio.
This one's mine, and this one's mine, and
they're all yours.
We'll get you talking.
So all of our white Christmases have been gifted. Hurrah! But the hurrah doesn't end here. Pop into TK Maxx for the other big gifts at small prices. All the sparkle for Sue. Designer dishes for Glenn. Something dinosaur for Coco. She's dippy for the dinos. All for a total bargain. TK Maxx. Big gifts. Small prices arriving up to Christmas Eve. In-store and online.
You can say anything to a mate. Anything. Call them every name under the sun. Wind them up. Bring them down a peg. Tell them stuff you never thought you'd tell anyone. Because they're proper mates. Like brothers. When it's a mate, you say what you feel like saying. Except, I love you, man. And I'm not going to let you drink drive. Stupid, innit? Mates don't let mates drink drive. Think.
Okay, what's this one here? To Uncle Gary, Merry Xmas, love, Polly. Kiss, kiss. Bit overwrapped, that's fine.
Oh, wow. These trainers are meant to be sold out everywhere. How did she even get hold of these?
Surprise them with something thoughtful this Christmas. Check eBay now for great prices on great brands. From the sharpest fashion to the techiest tech, eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire on the M6, it's queuing northbound between Junction 20 for the Lim interchange and 21 for Woolston after emergency repairs earlier. On the M8 in Glasgow, it's very slow eastbound between Junction 21 for Seaward Street and Junction 16 for Craig Hall after a van broke down earlier on. And in Bristol on the M32, it's slow southbound approaching Junction 2 for Eastville because of emergency repairs. On the trains in London, South Western Railway have delays of up to 40 minutes between London Waterloo and Clapham Junction because of a faulty track. I'm Katie Tyler.
Okay, what's this one here? To Uncle Gary, Merry Xmas, love, Polly. Kiss, kiss. Bit overwrapped, that's fine.
Oh, wow! These trainers are meant to be sold out everywhere. How did she even get hold of these?
Surprise them with something thoughtful this Christmas. Check eBay now for great prices on great brands. From the sharpest fashion to the techiest tech, eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. You are listening to Talk Radio, and it is time to talk about today's big story. An incredible travel story, of course, today. A baby born with its heart outside of its chest is alive, doing well, thanks in no small part to advances in surgery techniques, the skill of a surgeon who performed the operation to put it back where it belongs. It's the first time such a procedure has been successfully carried out in this country. And perhaps with such advances, they're even saying now that in future, it might be possible to take someone without a heart at all, such as Katie Hopkins or Julia Hartley Brewer, and put one in them as well. Well, that could be beyond current medical thinking. But it has amazed the nation today. Of course, it is the headline news. June Davison is a senior cardiac nurse at the British Heart Foundation. She can talk to us now. Good afternoon, June. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon.
So this is incredible, isn't it? I mean, it's stunningly rare. I mean, it's a very rare condition. And then this, what they've managed to do, almost unheard of.
Yeah, I mean, the little girl's story is incredibly remarkable. One, because it's such a rare condition. For those people who don't know, this particular condition is a rare congenital abnormality where the heart is actually located or grows out partially or outside the body.
Yeah.
So rare, only sort of 6 to 8 million, 6 to 8 births in every million happens to. And generally, unfortunately, the prognosis is generally poor. But this story is fantastic. The surgery is a remarkable achievement, and it's fantastic that she's survived the operation and doing so well.
Absolutely. And just looking at the pictures as we have today of the parents, you know, with the baby. And it's always heartbreaking, isn't it, when you see a child that young and, you know, it's sort of all tubes everywhere and all that kind of thing. But at least, you know, what we know is, you know, it's kind of a happy ending. But
it's a positive one.
It is, very much so. How much those parents must have been feeling, you know, knowing what the condition was and presumably being told the information that, you know, you've just shared with us. It's, you know, to face that, it just shows the resilience of them as well.
Yes, it must have been an absolute terrible time for them. I mean, on the positive side, many more children now, or many more babies now, do grow up to survive adulthood, which is fantastic news. You know, 50 years ago, the majority of them wouldn't have survived to see their first birthday. But because of advances in research and developments in new techniques, yes, the majority of children with a congenital heart defect do grow up to survive to adulthood.
Yeah.
However, there is a significant impact that these heart conditions can have on the child and also the whole family. And that's partly why we've launched our Christmas appeal, which is aiming to raise £750,000 for research into congenital heart disease, which can help improve and save the lives of children and their loved ones.
Indeed. And tell me a little bit more about that fund, because it's you know, and where does the money go? It's in terms of research at university level, is it? At training level?
Yeah. I mean, we recruit highly qualified researchers, and our research and any applications for research goes through a vigorous process to make sure that we feel that the benefits of them doing the research, you know, there will be an ultimate outcome or ultimate benefits. So at the moment, we currently fund $28 million into research into congenital heart disease, but we want to be able to fund more. We want to be able to try and find out the causes of why these kind of conditions happen. And find out more about how we might be able to prevent them and to help improve and save the lives of children, and also for those who do unfortunately have to live with it, how we can improve the treatment that they have to improve the quality of life for the not only for the child but for the whole family as a whole.
Yeah, and it proves, doesn't it, I think, when you read something like this and you hear these stories, that it is exactly that kind of research that leads to stories like this, in the sense that, you know, we know it had never been performed before successfully in this country, but it's in no small part due to the training, I suppose, and equipment and funding, and that's what gets us into these positions.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. And the skill and the expertise and the resources that you actually have at hospitals like Glenfield. I mean, it's fantastic for the whole, you know, fantastic that the whole team have been involved with this, and, you know, really, really ultimate praise for them and also the family and the little girl, who sound like they've been so brave and really, you know, little fighter she sounds.
Yeah, well, in many ways, I think, that's certainly what the parents have been saying, isn't it? And tell me a little bit more about the British Heart Foundation itself, because we hear a lot about the British Heart Foundation, but it's one of those things when you sort of hear it in passing on the news, as indeed we are talking about, but then you go, okay, so what do you actually do? Because I know it's important, but...
Yeah, well, primarily we're a research charity. We fund research into trying to prevent heart conditions, but also to improve treatments, diagnosis, to help improve the lives of those people who actually do have it. We know the devastating impact that losing someone to heart disease can actually have. So we want to try and go some way towards trying to prevent these, particularly these premature deaths. And the key way to that is research. I mean, there's many other things we do as well. We invest a lot of money to try and in supporting heart patients and also supporting new treatments as well for heart patients out there in the community, and piloting various different projects which can help improve the quality of life for those who do actually have heart disease.
And we tend to associate heart disease, don't we, with you know, people of a certain age, the elderly perhaps, or, you know, late middle age, you know, where people don't necessarily have the healthiest lifestyles. But when you hear about children, I mean, how,
yeah.
I know this particular condition that we've been talking about is very rare, but in terms of heart disease and children, is that remains yeah. rare as well, does it?
I mean, rare in the big context of the number of people who get heart disease, but in, you know, anybody can actually have heart disease. We know that 12 babies each day are actually born with a congenital heart condition. That's 4,000 each year.
Yeah.
So it can affect anybody. Heart attacks can unfortunately affect young people as well. You know, there is this, like you say, this stereotypical image that it's a middle to a more maturing man who might be slightly overweight, having a, you know, smokes and drinks and has a heart attack. But actually, the reality is that it can actually happen to anyone, and it can happen in younger people. People and even children.
Yeah, and while you we've got you as well, as you know, worth talking about as well, the symptoms, the signs that you might be, because again, it's timing, isn't it? If you can get there fast enough,
exactly,
and know what you get, you know, call the emergency services at the right time, you stand a much better chance.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, in terms of a heart attack, which is one of the most common types of heart diseases, the sort of symptoms people need to be looking out for is chest pain or just discomfort, particularly if it radiates down one of the arms, sweaty, feeling lightheaded, or just feeling sick, or feeling generally unwell or breathless. Any of those signs, then call 999 immediately, call an ambulance immediately. The quicker you get treatment, the more heart muscle can be preserved, and the generally the better chances of survival.
Yeah, and just on a final note, with the little girl, in terms of what happens next, then she's presumably going to stay in hospital, you know, under and be monitored for quite a significant time.
Yeah.
But can she expect then to, you know, live a normal life as the body sort of, I suppose works itself
yeah,
to
yeah.
get back?
Yeah, I mean, I think from what I understand, I mean, the surgeons and the doctors looking after her are probably better person to talk about in this. But from what I understand, her heart's doing really well, and structurally it was normal.
Yeah.
So, you know, all being well, there's a good chance that she could do well. But I think that, you know, it's not going to be an easy road. This condition, even if people have surgery, it will prevent further challenges, and it's likely that she'll need ongoing kind of supervision and medical care.
Well, it's good news all round. Listen, June, thank you very much for joining
us. You're welcome.
I know you're busy. Senior cardiac nurse at the British Heart Foundation, talking to us there about this remarkable story of this baby who was born without a breastbone, without a sternum. So the heart developed on the outside, and the surgeons have basically just put it back. In fact, the prognosis was so poor that they thought, you know, that when they delivered the baby by cesarean section, that it was good. Most babies are still born in that circumstance, but the heart was beating strongly outside the body, and they managed to put it back, which is incredible. All right, look, it's about 1:30. That means we're going to take some news from Claire. In the next bit of the programme, we're going to be going through the papers, of course. It's the Diversity Paper Review, and we will be taking your headline hijacks. Your made-up news, please. You can get in touch on 87222, start that message with the word talk, or you can use the social media, which is ripping the fabric of society apart, according to the papers today. So rip some fabric of society apart and send us a news lie. And then at 2:00, Claire will say it out of her mouth. And it'll sound real because she sounds like the news. Right, it's 1:30, and here are the latest headlines on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
The European Parliament has given its backing to moving on to the next phase of Brexit talks, but it says the UK must fully and faithfully turn last week's hard-fought divorce deal into a final exit treaty. Meanwhile, in the Commons, the Prime Minister's offered reassurance that MPs will get to scrutinise the end deal.
As my right honourable friend, the Secretary of State for exiting the European Union, has set out today, we will then bring forward a withdrawal agreement and implementation bill to give the withdrawal agreement domestic legal effect, which will be subject itself to full parliamentary scrutiny.
While a vote about it later could see some of her own party going against her. A man and woman have been remanded in custody after appearing in court accused of murdering three children in a house fire. They're due at Manchester Crown Court tomorrow following Monday's blaze in Salford. The head of Ofsted says disadvantaged children should not be used as an excuse for underachieving schools. Amanda Spielman also criticised a culture of disadvantaged one-upmanship. Well, 130 schools in England have failed to get a good rating from Ofsted for a decade. A teenage boy has admitted causing the deaths of five people by dangerous driving after a car smashed into a tree in Leeds last month. Well, the 15-year-old, who can't be named, pleaded guilty to five charges at the city's Crown Court. UK unemployment is down slightly, but the number of people in work has seen its biggest quarterly drop in more than 2 years. Official figures show a fall in 56,000 between August and October to just 32 million. And Peter Kay has cancelled his entire 100-date tour just weeks after announcing it. The comedian's also pulled out of all other upcoming work commitments. The weather now, windy and heavy blustery showers turning to snow in the northwest. Some brighter spells in between, highs of 9 degrees. There's more in half an hour. Sorry, did you want to say something?
No, there? I thought you said Wendy.
I did a little bit. Wendy and windy.
Wendy, windy. Wendy's all windy.
Like I said, it starts badly, and then I do well, and then by about 6 o'clock, I'll be back down.
Yeah, be fine. I mean, when's the peak? When's your peak news moment?
Oh, I mean, like, I mean, peak is your show, so that's good.
Good.
Because I start at what, 12?
Yeah.
1.
Yeah.
Good, well done.
Well done, yeah.
I start one, and then you go to like two, and then by like 3, 4, 5, I'm like, yes, smashing it.
Yeah.
Smashing it. I'm doing so
and then
good.
With Sam Delaney, it's all sort of downhill.
And then I'm just like, oh, I'm sorry about this.
Yeah, good. Yeah. All right, well, I'm glad we get the best
of you. Yeah, you get the best of me, yeah.
All right, fine.
You are welcome.
Yeah, good. And you'll be back, of course, as we know, with the headline hijack in around 27 minutes' time.
Yep.
Made up news coming out of Claire's mouth, and it sounds real. Because she's got a news mouth. And therefore, it sounds plausible.
What is a news mouth?
Well, it's that mouth.
Right.
And it says the news. But people will believe it because you sound authoritative at about 3 o'clock.
Yeah, occasionally. between three and four.
Yeah, and so the lines are open for it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We've got a diversity paper review this hour as well. And by the way, there's a game of Dead or Alive on the programme later on. If you would like to play... All it is a list of things. You've got to tell us whether they're dead or alive. And you can get in touch with us on the telephone number 0344 499 1000. 0344 499 1000. Right, we'll get through some headline hijacks next on Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It's a big show. In fact, it's the big show. It's the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross. Get your laughing tackle around a great big gob full of current affairs, plus the latest showbiz stories, all that, your finance news, and some gossip stirred into the mix. With me, Paul Ross, your chef of the day on the Full Set Breakfast right here on Talk Radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Lovely.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking, that's right. Or raging with despair against the sky. That was the tagline that didn't really take off. Talk Radio, we'll get you raging with despair against the sky. Like that. Right. It is time for made-up news stories. Of course it is. It's headline hijack. Why do we do it? Eh? Hey, why do we do it? Ask me why. Ask me why.
Why?
To confuse those not paying attention to this bit of the programme. That's why. People will pop out for lunch sometimes between 1 and 2 o'clock. Don't necessarily hear this bit. And even if it is on, it's probably just sort of burbling away in the background. Not really paying attention to it, are you? And that's why we make up a news story and get it into the bulletin at 2. That's the reason. A And you get to do it. So what's been coming in, Cornelius? What have we got?
This one's from Nathaniel, who says that in order to promote a healthier lifestyle to their younger fans, American production duo The Chainsmokers have announced that they are going to rename their act The Chain Vapors.
Right.
Mothers concerned about the influence of pop stars have welcomed the move, saying that they believe their online petition has been a great success.
Great. Now, due to an increasing number of families going meat-free this Christmas, this is from Dean, vegetarians are being urged to adopt a turkey due to what could become a dangerous surplus of the birds. Oh. So that's a very real problem, of course, is if everyone does go vegetarian. They haven't thought this through, have they?
No.
So I know it's all very well people go, oh, you should go meat-free, you should go vegetarian, you should do... Yeah. But if we do that, think of the consequences. It's said, by the way, that turkeys are very easy to care for and can be kept in a shed or garage and let out for 2 hours each day. But if you think about it, we would be overrun by animals if we didn't eat them. And I don't think that's been thought through properly. You know, if all of a sudden we all did go vegetarian, then what?
I'm guessing they wouldn't make as many animals. So at first there'd be a lot, but then after a while it'd all calm down again.
Well, why would it? Because there'd be no end to it, because the animals would still be...
Yeah, just put them in a little... Separate them. By gender.
Right, so you're calling...
So they can't recreate.
You're calling for the segregation...
No.
Apartheid?
No, I'm calling...
In the animal kingdom?
I'm calling for food to still come, for meat to still be a thing.
All right. Anyway, it's just a thought, because people need to think through the consequences of their actions.
I saw my mum on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And do you know what she's doing for Christmas dinner? Sorry?
Nothing? What? What is she doing for Christmas dinner?
This year.
What?
It's unbelievable. You won't believe it.
She's getting you under the mistletoe.
No, shut up.
In-joke nuclear bomb.
She, instead of making a turkey...
Yeah. Yes?
On Christmas Eve, is going to go to Greg's and buy a festive bake for everyone.
What?
And put them in the oven overnight at a low temperature, like in a Greg's, and then serve it with the trimmings on Christmas Day.
Why?
Because she says there's no point doing a whole turkey... And she knows I like the festive bakes, and apparently we all do, and she thinks it'll be a nice change.
What, a festive bake on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
That's the worst Christmas ever.
I quite enjoy it. No! I'm quite looking forward to it. It's with all the trimmings as well.
Yeah.
So your potatoes, it's just the turkey element will be a Greg's pasty.
Do you want to come to my house?
No.
Okay. Good. That's Merry Christmas, everyone. Nothing says Christmas like a reheated Greg's bake.
I think it won't be reheated. It'll be constantly heated overnight. Maybe they put it in a slow cooker or something.
Fry it.
Yeah.
God. Well, God, I'm glad I'm not coming to yours. Certainly. Right. So, do you have a made-up news story that you'd like to hear in the news? At 2 o'clock. Here's how to get in touch with us. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And if you are having a more disappointing Christmas day than Cornelius, then I think
I'm looking forward
to it. That is a low
it.
Bar. We need to hear about...
No one actually likes turkey anyway.
People do.
Do they? It's
yes.
Too dry.
Put gravy on it.
Well, no, with the Greg's bake, it'll be all creamy, and then you'll have gravy as well.
She could do it like a gudukan.
That's what we sometimes have.
Right.
What, so she's going to put a sausage roll in
a pasty. Yeah.
In a cream cake.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. It'll be a sausty cream, no? Never mind. Anyway, we need to think
that through. Sauce baked cream.
If you are having a worse Christmas than Cornelius is about to, then...
A sausage cream pie.
That's something else. Don't Google it. Then we want to know. 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And if you do, make sure Safe Search is on. 20 to 2. We'll be back with a diversity paper review next.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Book launches are often hyped. Then you open the first page and... But David Icke's new book, Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told, really will astonish you. Thought-provoking and controversial. It's available now, so read a real page-turner. Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told by former footballer and presenter David Icke. Available exclusively at davidicke.com.
Hi, my name's James and I'm a night shift volunteer at Crisis at Christmas. It's an amazing event that helps thousands of homeless people each year. It can truly change lives. People come through the door with nothing, freezing cold and worn down by life on the streets. But at Crisis at Christmas, there's food, company and access to support that can turn lives around. So please, help bring someone in from the cold. Reserve a place at Crisis at Christmas today for just £26.08. Go to crisis.org.uk. Thank you.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Bristol on the M32, it's slow southbound approaching Junction 2 for Eastville because of emergency repairs. In Gloucestershire on the M5 southbound, it's very slow between Junction 14 for Thornbury and 15 for the M4. That's because of an accident. On the M8 in Glasgow, it's slow eastbound between Junction 21 for Seward Street and Junction 16 for Crakehall after a van broke down earlier. And on the trains in London, South Western Railway have delays of up to 20 minutes and some cancellations between London Waterloo and Clapham Junction. I'm Katie Tyler.
Oh, nice paper, snowmen. Oh, you've wrapped it well.
No way! I have wanted this fitness tracker for ages. How did you know?
Surprise them with something thoughtful this Christmas. Free delivery on over 10 million new items, from the sharpest fashion to the techiest tech. eBay, fill your cart with colour.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney!
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You can get in touch with the show and so on and so forth, and you can do that in a modern way, using social media that is tearing the fabric of society apart, according to a lot of the newspapers today. Playground for paedophiles, according to a lot of the newspapers today. We'll be going through the newspapers for you in a moment. Here's some messages that have been coming in, starting the message with the word talk. Hi, Cornelius is so much better when he's drunk, sloshed. Get him back on the source. This is in reference to yesterday's show, where the producer Cornelius was hammered.
I wasn't, I was hungover.
Yeah. John, I've just Googled, what did you call the Greg's...
Sort of the sausage roll in a Christmas pasty in a cream cake.
Sausage cream pie.
Yeah.
Anyway, Taz has just Googled it, and every link that he clicked on is blocked by his company, so...
Mm-hmm.
And he says, what a bunch of politically correct snowflakes.
Probably a health initiative. By their work.
Just so you know, he wears the Greg's pasty bag as his Christmas hat. This is you, I think. Folds up the vanilla slice bag and pulls it as a cracker. People are just trying to make your Christmas worse than it already is. If you just joined us, here's what's happened. Cornelius, revelation, Cornelius's mum this year is eschewing the turkey and going for a Greg's festive bake for each member of the family that she's going to slow warm in the oven overnight and thus serve food poisoning to everybody on Christmas Day.
I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. What's in it?
From memory... I think it's chicken rather than turkey, yeah. But that's better.
Tinsel?
Bacon,
yeah.
Stuffing,
yeah.
A nice cream sauce, and cranberries as well.
Right.
It's really nice.
Okay. Anyway, if you're having a worse Christmas dinner than Cornelius, then you'd have to go some way. But get in touch with us, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So there's a lot going on in the news. Brexit negotiations. more continuing, even, you know, Prime Minister's questions. It was a penultimate Prime Minister's questions today, of course. Everyone's sort of in a... Not really taking it very seriously, though, I don't think. Just sort of because a bit demob happy because of Christmas being on the way. That's happening in the news. We talked about the Facebook ripping the fabric of society apart. Juncker, European president, being dragged into a scandal over wiretapping. Star Wars, new film he's out and so on and so forth. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
No, oh, I can't get my head around it.
We're all here to help, of course. And the way we do that is by analysing the news using Japanese poetry. Of course, it's the news in haikus.
Brexit faces rebellion threat. Great PR for new Star Wars film.
Yep. The news in haikus. And so then, to the newspapers. It's where you'll find the news. And finding it for us today, as part of our ongoing commitment to diversity in broadcasting, we welcome Tara.
Hello.
Hi, Tara.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. I really don't feel well.
No.
I feel so ill. I look ill as well. Like, I think when I'm ill, I always, like, look ill.
Yeah.
You know how some people just get away with it?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I go really pale and my hair goes in knots and,
yeah,
you know, I look ill and I am ill.
Yeah. What are you ill with?
Don't know. Maybe, I think...
Is it still a hangover from the Christmas party on Monday?
Well, I didn't have a hangover yesterday, really. Yeah. I was okay. I was really getting through the day very well.
Yeah.
In fact, I was on top form.
Right. Don't you say you so yourself. Yeah. But today, not so much.
Today I really don't feel well. I feel very tired.
I don't feel very well today.
Are you? I think you're tired.
I am tired.
That's not illness, is it?
It feels like it. But anyway. You know.
Oh, I'm burning up.
Are you?
Oh, I'm fine, guys. So. You should have all just had a Chinese last night. Mm. Sorted me right out.
Great. Anyway, so you've been going through the papers for us. Remind us of your diversity.
I'm Jewish, that's and it's right. The second night of Hanukkah today.
Yes!
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Happy
thanks very
Hanukkah
much.
To you, yeah.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Oy vey.
Mazel tov.
Yeah.
Mazel tov.
Hanukkah.
Yeah.
I can't
David Baddiel.
It's the first year because I just moved out this year that I don't have like a menorah to light the Hanukkah candles.
Oh,
yeah, no menorah. So me and my Jewish housemate made one last night on like a coaster, and we stuck candles with blue tack around the coaster, and we're going to light one for every night of Hanukkah.
That sounds lovely.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's really nice.
Good.
We didn't know the prayers though.
Nothing more traditional. Good. So, what's in the papers, Tara?
A fossil hunter has found...
A fossil?
Yes, this is really cool.
Imagine
they found the bones.
I'm opposed to fossil hunting, by the way.
Yeah.
I sabotage fossil hunts.
Yeah. What's wrong with fossil hunting?
Well, you shouldn't kill fossils.
It's cruel, isn't it?
Well, they've found the bones of a human-sized penguin on a New Zealand beach. So it was a penguin.
A human-sized penguin?
Yeah, but like, what size human? Because if it's John Holmes, that's not news. Mm,
well, 1.77 metre tall penguin.
How tall is that in people?
How many inches is that?
What is it?
1.77 metres.
Yep. What is it?
It is 5'8".
Oh, that's tall.
How tall are you, John?
5'8".
No, you're not. Oh.
Penguin height. I think this is amazing.
It's amazing, isn't it? A great big massive penguin. A massive penguin. Human size. It walked the earth 55 million years ago.
It waddled the earth.
It waddled.
That's what it did.
It waddled the earth. It must have been massive though.
Yeah. Well, that
well, like
5'8".
Imagine cuddling it.
Why would you do that?
Because it would be nice, I think.
Are you still drunk?
No.
Okay, just checking. I like it when they find new sort of new species of things like that.
Yeah, I like it. It's quite like, you know, it's magical, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
But also the opposite of magical, real. Because it was, you know,
you're right,
it was
Tyler.
There.
You're sure you're all right? Okay. So is it
do we know it's a penguin?
Yeah. Is it a penguin or is it a new species that's related to
it? It could have just been like a man on a stag do dressed as
a
penguin.
No, it's a penguin. It is a penguin. I think that they knew that giant penguins existed.
Yeah.
That was like a fact already.
Yeah.
And they had found previous fossils, but this just confirms it.
It's a shame they shrunk with evolution in a way, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I think I'd be pretty scared.
Do you know what? Yeah, I suppose you're right. Actually, yeah. You know what? Surprisingly,
you want to go to the zoo and see.
Surprisingly, yeah. Big though are walruses.
Are they? I've not ever seen a walrus.
Yeah,
I've not ever been to a zoo.
Killer whales are surprising. You've never been to a zoo?
Yeah, what?
Never.
Hang
I've
on.
Never been to a zoo.
I find that weird.
Yeah.
Mm. Does your mum object to
them? Yeah, my mum didn't like them, so I didn't go when I was younger, and I guess that's the time to go.
Yeah.
And now I've just got no reason to go to the zoo.
I find them pretty boring.
Exactly.
You're right. I don't object to them. Certainly the ones that do conservation, because that's the, you know, that they do a very good job.
That's
fair enough. Like the, down in Kent Howlett Zoo, they do an excellent gorilla conservation program, for example, and many other creatures besides. And there's other ones that do. So I don't mind that, but I think they all do that these days. I think you'd be fine. I don't think you've got to.
Yeah, maybe I should go.
Go to the
Christmas.
Zoo.
Yeah,
go to the zoo.
I'll tell you what's better than a zoo, a safari park like Woburn.
A safari, is that where you drive
to
through?
Drive around.
Or just
that's
go on a safari.
Funner.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's expensive though, isn't it?
I suppose it is really, isn't it? But
do I drive through in my own car?
Yeah, or you can pay.
Either. Okay, good. I'll do that.
A Jeep. If you do a Jeep, they drive right up. They go off-road and right up to the animals.
Oh, we should have done that for our Christmas party.
Yeah.
We all gone on a safari.
Yeah. We are still on air, right? I don't know what this conversation is. Yeah. Anyway, good. All right, so great. They found a fossil. It's a penguin the size of a human person. What next?
The PISA tests.
The PISA tests?
Yeah, which they measure the global education rankings.
Right.
Are going to change, and what they're going to measure now is how well young people can tolerate other people's cultures.
Yeah.
And views.
Right.
Yeah, what's happening.
So hang on, I don't know what a PISA test even is.
They compare teenagers' ability in reading and maths and science.
Worldwide.
And now for the first time, they're going to test global competence. And so the competence is going to be based also on how well young people understand other cultures and religions.
And appropriate them.
Yeah, and how well they can appropriate them.
Yeah, Mexican-themed party.
Yeah.
Well done, students. All right, no, I wasn't aware of such a thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're always learning.
Yeah, that's what's happening. But I don't know if I had a PISA test. Do we all have them? I don't know.
I guess
I should be telling you.
PISA
that.
Test.
Were you not listening?
No, sorry.
We're not listening.
Oh.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about
it's
it.
Fine. Yeah.
I had a Mensa test.
Failed, did you?
No. Hmm. I mean, I'm lying.
Yeah, we
yeah.
But it's impressive though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's impressive.
I mean,
if you would have had one.
Anyway, that's quite a dull story, isn't it?
I'll just move on. There's this really, like, I really like this, like, opinion piece in The Guardian today by Zoe Williams, which is how to avoid a Christmas party nightmare. And obviously we had our Christmas party the other day.
And it was all a bit of a nightmare.
It was all a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah, it's a bit late, this article, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit late for us,
Monday,
but not for others.
Yeah.
You know, so
my friend Joel's having his one tonight.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think I've got another one next week.
Have you?
I think I have, yeah. Christmas thing next week. So, yeah, so this might be good advice.
Yeah, this might be good advice. So she says, like, you've got to focus on the venue, so avoid boats. I think that's so true.
I went to a bat mitzvah
on a boat once, and it was awful.
Yeah.
My friend Joel is going to one on a boat next week. Yeah. He's very popular.
Yeah.
And he's really annoyed at it, because he says if it's rubbish, you can't leave, because you're on a boat.
You can't leave, yeah. And It's cold. It's freezing.
Yeah.
So that does okay. So venue advice.
The toilets are never nice on a boat either.
Just go over the side. So
venue. So avoid fancy dress.
Oh yeah.
Avoid fancy dress. Also, avoid Secret Santa. No Secret Santa.
Yeah. Agree
just
with
don't
that.
Don't do that.
Rubbish. I hate Secret Santa.
What's the...
It's basically paying £20 for something you definitely don't want.
Yeah, no, I know what it is. But I don't think I've ever done one. I've never been in a workplace scenario where that horror has unfolded. So I don't...
That is true.
It certainly doesn't happen around here.
But I think we work in quite... All my friends work in kind of smaller offices. So see, and they it's like a bonding activity.
Is it? Sounds horrific.
Yeah, these offices are so boring. This is their entertainment in each
it
day.
Is and awful,
they'll discuss it. We used to do it when I worked in a shop, and it used to be the talking point for 2 months.
Wow! Did you all buy? Did you all buy each other what the shop sold? Because that would be a
no, we didn't. No, actually, some people did.
Yeah,
but some people would ask for that. Like, oh, I like those earrings.
Mm. Did you bother to get to know the person first?
Well, no, because we all knew each other because it's quite a small team. So
I'd get you a steak bake. No, a festive bake. From
a festive bake. Well, it's normally like a £20
I get you 20. How much are they?
They're about £1.50.
Well, I'd get you in, 20 quid's worth.
Oh, nice. I'd really enjoy that.
Maybe we should do Secret Santa.
Let's just not.
No. The three of us. It work with three people.
Okay. Hang on.
Yes, I've never done this before.
Alright,
here we go. Done Secret
Santa. You fold them up, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. So I'm gonna fold these up. We'll do a Secret Santa.
We might get our own names though.
Yeah, well that's a danger, isn't it? Right, I'll fold it up by the names. There we go. You pick one of those.
Okay, I will have
this
one.
Yeah, Tara's got that one.
Thank you.
Great, this is
that's your one.
Thank you.
What's the price? What's the price? You know you have to say how much.
£5.
£5.
That's fair.
Who did you get?
That works for everyone. Oh! I got me.
I can't say it's a secret. Sorry, John.
I can't say either. Anyway, there we go. Thank you, Tara.
You're welcome.
For bringing us some of the things from the newspapers. Almost one story out of which was interesting. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
Tara's not well.
What was your favourite story out of them, John?
Penguins.
So, do you like penguins by chance?
They're more than £5, Con.
Oh, never mind.
All right. So there we go. That was newspapers and so on and so forth. Now, in the next bit of the programme, we will be talking, well, I mean, you can't not, Star Wars, which you've never seen either, Cornelius, which I found very odd. But Star Wars, the new film's out, The Last Jedi, of course. The premiere was last night, the European premiere in London. We will be talking about it, and all the reviews seem to be very, very good. I didn't really like the last one. I thought it was very lazy. And a bit of a retread of actually just Star Wars. But anyway, we're going to be talking, finding out what the next one is like. Of course, the big debate is at 3 o'clock. We will be bringing you a game of Dead or Alive later on the show as well. Talk radio in the afternoons. Headline hijack on the way. A made-up news story. In the forthcoming bulletin, to confuse those not listening to this bit correctly. Cornelius.
Yes?
Who has made the story up today?
It's Julius.
Great. Where's Julius from?
Finchley.
Julius in Finchley. Made up news on the way in today's headline hijack. Tara, thank you very much indeed for the...
You're welcome.
Good. Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
There's no Christmas in the army, Captain.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show. Let's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend. With outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Time to slow down? Or not just yet? How about now? Now? Perhaps you'd start slowing down now. When it rains, it kills. Last year, 2,987 people were killed or seriously injured when driving in the rain. When it's time for your wipers, it's time to slow down. Highways England.
I am not based in an office. I am based in the fields.
Jen runs the Split Screen Coffee Company.
The ability to access Sage from different places is essential for my business.
See how your business could benefit from Sage Business Cloud with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Realise your business ambition. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud, helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At just gone two. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Look, here's Claire with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a Brexit showdown, schools underperforming, and Peter Kay offers fans refunds.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister has suggested a Tory rebellion on a key piece of Brexit legislation could disrupt the process of leaving. Some of Theresa May's own party are threatening to vote against the government later so MPs get a meaningful vote on the final agreement. She says that will happen but is opposed to giving legal guarantees about when and how much MPs get to scrutinise the deal.
That could be at a very late stage in the proceedings, which could mean that we are not able to have the orderly and smooth exit from the European Union that we wish to have.
A man and a woman have been remanded in custody after appearing in court accused of murdering three children in a house fire in Salford. They're due at Manchester Crown Court tomorrow following Monday's blaze. The head of Ofsted says disadvantaged children shouldn't be used as an excuse for underachieving schools. Amanda Spielman also criticised a culture of disadvantaged one-upmanship. Well, 130 schools in England have failed to get a good rating for a decade, and the Education Secretary, Justin Greening, thinks they need to start thinking outside the box.
We've got to recognise that more of the same isn't going to be enough for those schools. What we need to do is work directly with them, have an agreed plan of action to improve schools.
A teenage boy has admitted causing the deaths of five people by dangerous driving after a car smashed into a tree in Leeds last month. Well, the 15-year-old, who can't be named, pleaded guilty to five charges at the city's Crown Court. And hundreds of thousands of Peter Kay fans are being offered refunds after the comedian cancelled his entire comeback tour. He says he's very sorry for pulling out of all of his work commitments, blaming unforeseen family circumstances.
Thank you very much indeed.
Do you see what I mean? I'm getting better now.
Claire, that was almost
was all right.
Seamless.
Almost.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm never going to be your level, let's be honest.
No, I mean, as you know.
You should get you to do the news one day,
I'm more
we?
Than happy to do that.
Ooh.
I've done it before when Victoria wasn't up to it.
What, she just came in and was like, nah.
Yeah, can't bother.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know we could do that.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
We can't, no.
I think you have to give me your wages.
Yeah, maybe
not then.
All right, good. Thank you, though.
You're very
thank
welcome.
Thank you very much indeed. Mark Steele is coming in, by the way.
How exciting!
Comedian Mark Steele.
I saw him actually.
Yeah, he's outside. Well, here's the weird thing about it. Like, he wasn't booked to come on the show or anything.
You've just hijacked it.
We just saw him in the kitchen out there.
Yeah,
because he's going to do Hawksbin Jacobs on Talksport. Yeah. So we just go. Do you want to come in? And he went, yeah, fine. So hot guest action.
Lovely.
Right. Okay. Weather is it?
Might as well.
Go on then.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Well, it's going to be windy with blustery showers turning wintry in the northwest. Later, some brighter spells in between. Today's high, 7 degrees.
There we go. Now, here's Jake with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Jake Robson. Fresh from their Manchester Derby victory at Old Trafford, Premier League leaders City go to Swansea tonight. United look for a response at home to Bournemouth, an 11-point gulf between them and their rivals to deal with. Here's United boss Jose Mourinho.
One match at a time. Try to win the match. Try to get the maximum possible points. Last season we had 7 less or 8 less in this moment. So we have to try. Last season we drew at home against Bournemouth. Now let's try to do better than we did last season.
Burnley will be lucky to remain fourth for a second night, with Liverpool at home to West Brom, Tottenham hosting Brighton, and Arsenal heading to West Ham. Two managers, meanwhile, return to their former clubs, with Claude Puel taking Leicester to Southampton and Sam Allardyce heading for Newcastle with Everton. And in cricket, England captain Joe Root is convinced that they can fight back and keep hold of the Ashes despite trailing 2-0 in the series. Johnny Bairstow will bat at 6 in the Perth Test, which starts tomorrow morning, with Moeen Ali dropping to 7. Defeat for England, and the Aussies will take back the urn. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a shop based in central London is saying that they believe that a set of antique mouse traps has been refunded, and they believe it was purchased by 10 Downing Street as a gift to Donald Trump on his state visit. Well, that now seems to have been postponed. Well, the mouse traps date back to the 1970s and are said to be worth up to £300 per unit.
Thank you very much indeed, Claire, there with the news, and Jake with the pre-recorded sport. Next, we're going to be talking The Last Jedi.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So here we go then into your Wednesday afternoon. Much to come still on the programme, not least Star Wars chat next. Work experience punditry today will come from Hayley. Hayley, our work experience will be in going through Christmas gift tat. All those last-minute gifts that you really don't want. Neither does anyone you know, but, you know, you're desperate, you run out of ideas. We're here to help. Think of it as a sort of audio tat catalogue. A tatalogue, if you would. So that's Hayley with your Christmas gift guide. Very shortly. We've told her it's a leg up into the industry, of course, working on the show as a work experience. It's a lie. It's just because we don't have to pay her. There's a big debate at three. We'll be talking to a foreign correspondent later on the programme as well. A game of Dead or Alive. And guest action as comedian Mark Steele will be joining us to flog something or other he's working on.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And the critics, they did rejoice as a new Star Wars film rose in the East, and they did all follow the Star Wars to the European premiere in London last night, where it was wrapped, swaddled in favourable reviews. Now, in case you've been living under a lump of Hoth snow, you'll know that The Last Jedi is upon us, already predicted to make more money than, I don't know, probably all films that have ever come out before, all added together. And it picks up where The Force Awakens from a couple of years ago left off. Luke Skywalker lives on a rock in a robe with an unkempt beard for company. And to paraphrase Family Guy, something dark side. Now, personally, I didn't think The Force Awakens was really very good. I'll be honest, I thought it felt like a kind of lazy remake of Star Wars. So, will I like this one? I don't know, I haven't seen it. I'm literally not important enough to have gotten to see it yet, for any kind of premiere or anything. But on the line is Hannah Woodhead from Little White Lies, of course. She saw it on Monday. Hi, Hannah, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. So you saw the film on Monday. So you,
I did, yeah.
It's had time to sink in, Hannah.
It has.
Are you with the other critics? Are you sort of there with thinking, well, you know, it is, people are calling it perhaps the greatest Star Wars film. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I really liked Force Awakens 2 years ago. I really liked Rogue One last Christmas. So for me, I was kind of going into it as a Star Wars fan, you know, I've fully committed. But I think even if you didn't like Force Awakens, there's enough going on in this that's new and exciting and sort of daring to kind of challenge your preconceptions.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just a brilliant sort of adventure to go on for 2.5 hours.
And is it necessary? Because, I mean, it's one of those things whereby some people are saying, well, you know, what if you wanted to just come in cold to the franchise? Could you watch this as a sort of adventure film, or do you really need the Star Wars universe knowledge?
I think there's a lot of things that you would probably miss if you haven't at least seen the original three films. But I think it's like entertaining enough, it's funny enough, it's sort of the battle scenes are good enough that you could just watch it of, you know, fresh to the franchise, yeah. And then maybe decide you want to know more, or maybe decide you don't want to know more. I think there's enough sort of going on. It does feel like something fresh and something new in that world. And especially this time of year, you know, it's Christmas, you're busy. I think a kind of escape from everything that's going on and the sort of stress of Christmas is welcome. And something like Star Wars, it gives us that moment of to take a breath and just escape to another galaxy.
Yeah, and I think there's something comfortable about it, isn't there? Where, you know, if you do buy into the whole thing, it's a greatest hit. You know, it's not going to... It's not going to fail. Unfortunately, thanks to the sort of reawakening, but of the franchise post Phantom Menace, does it sort of make up for that Phantom Menace era?
I think we can forgive them now. Yeah, we've had three solid new films. I think the problem with the first lot of the prequel trilogy was that it took itself very seriously. And these new films don't. I think they've really got the tone right. They kind of realise what they are. And they're not trying to be these sort of like, you know, Batman, Justice League, like dark movies. They're just trying to be big, bold, fun films that say something about the world we live in and say something about people as well, which is really nice. And there is that nostalgia factor, you know, seeing people like Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher on the big screen is absolutely lovely. But there is enough sort of new talent coming through that you don't feel like it's just rehashing old ideas.
So for those that don't know, and when I say those, I mean particularly Cornelius, who works on the show here, he's never seen any of the Star Wars films, Hannah, right? Not ever. tell us, you know, briefly, without any spoilers, of course, but where we are in terms of the story of Star Wars with this film.
So for those who saw Force Awakens, they'll know that... we have Rey, who is a newcomer, who is this young woman looking for her sort of place in the galaxy. And she, by chance, meets a young stormtrooper called Finn, who is also sort of lost and looking for a purpose. And they end up completely by chance meeting up with the Rebel Alliance, who are led now by former Princess Leia, now General Leia.
Yep.
And at the beginning of The Last Jedi, she has gone off to find Luke Skywalker to ask for some help. Leia is sort of leading the rebels away from trouble, and the First Order, who are kind of the bad guys in power, are trying to crush the rebellion with all they can.
So it's always thus.
It's been compared a lot to Empire Strikes Back, which I think is probably a fair comparison. It's very much good and evil, but I do feel like there's enough going on that doesn't just feel like something they could have probably dealt with the first time around.
Yeah, and it does. It, I mean, again, without sort of telling us necessarily what happens, but it sort of opens up that world. A lot of the reviews I read said, you know, in the future, because obviously there's more on the way as the universe starts to expand, metaphorically and literally in the case of this. But it sets up this whole new universe of characters. Quite well, and it's kind of like Empire was like a sort of bridging film, but you know, does a job of entertaining you, but actually sort of carrying you further into the whole realm of it.
Yeah, exactly that. There's a lot of world building going on. You kind of get the sense that there's more going on in the galaxy than just this one story, which is really sort of refreshing, because it has always been a bit sort of here are the good guys, here are the bad guys, there's nothing else. Whereas this film is sort of more about the sort of shades of grey in between and the idea that there are other things going on in the galaxy.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, thanks very much for talking us through it. And well done for not telling us anything that really actually happens that we don't want to know about before we've seen it, Hannah, as well. That's very important. Hannah is from Little White Lies, the film magazine. LWLies.com is where you will find her review, should you wish to read it. And there you go, Last Jedi. I think, is it tonight? You know, but tomorrow?
Yeah, it opens tonight. People are going to midnight screenings, tonight. I believe.
There we go. All right, so soon, Mark Steele is on the way, by the way. He is the comedian Mark Steele, of course. Now, he wasn't supposed to be here, right? Because we didn't know he was going, but we just found him sitting in the kitchen out there waiting to go on Hawksby and Jacobs. So we just sort of said, you might as well just come in. And he went, all right. Fine. So I don't even know what he's flogging. And I've got no idea. But I'm sure we can find out as he gets in. But with Star Wars in mind, with Star Wars out, of course, you can't help but notice the parallels. In many ways, Brexit was a sort of PR exercise for the Star Wars universe. Mm. What with its tales of evil people, rebellions, and Nigel Farage, the Sith Lord. All of those things combine into PR. But, of course, what we need, I think, here is someone to draw those parallels for us. And who better than somebody who, A, doesn't know anything about Star Wars, B, very little understanding of Brexit, and C, can barely read. That's right, I'm talking about Cornelius.
A long time ago in a parliament not so far, far away, there is unrest in the House of Commons. Several thousand people who are unsure of foreigners have declared their intentions to leave the European Union. The separatist movement under the leadership of the mysterious Boris Johnson the Hutt made it difficult for the limited number of backbench rebel Jedi Knights to maintain peace and order in the House. Prime Minister May, the former Queen of the Home Office, is returning to the Galactic Senate to vote on the critical issue of creating a trade deal to assist an overwhelmed post-Brexit British economy. The Republic is crumbling under attacks by the ruthless Sith Lord Nigel Farage. There are heroes on both sides. There is evil everywhere. The Rebel Alliance is threatening defeat when backbenchers and backbench MPs vote on its flagship EU legislation, all guided by a little green man who can't speak properly, former Attorney General Dominic Grieve.
Hot kettle.
Insert a legal guarantee that MPs should vote for any final Brexit deal before it's finalised, you must, said Grieve.
Said Boris Johnson the Hutt. It was the most comprehensible thing he'd said all year. Pursued by the EU sinister agents, Prime Minister May races home to 10 Downing Street aboard her Eurostar, custodian of the crap deal that can wreck the country and to restore freedom to the Brexiteers.
I thought that went very well, actually. That wasn't bad.
That's after a morning of reading Star Wars bits and about Brexit.
Why did you never see Star Wars?
Well, I wasn't born when the first three came out.
No.
But I wasn't born
when Citizen Kane came out, but I've seen it.
Oh, I just couldn't be bothered, really. I'm not into films, you know.
I know you're not. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
But you could have, by the way, you missed a little joke. You missed a trick there.
What?
Because Dominic Grieve, because I had General Grievous.
Who's that?
He's in Star Wars.
Well, he didn't come across in my reading today. Plus, I wanted to do my Yoda voice.
Fine. All right, there we go. That's Star Wars explaining Brexit. Mark Steele is going to be joining us next on the programme. And we also have the big debate at 3 o'clock. We've got some work experience punditry on the way from Hayley. And the game of Dead or Alive. If you'd like to have a go on that, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
The 24/7 transmission system that isn't just for Christmas.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and we could really use the support right now.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent. Comfort for your home.
Merry Christmas, Sarah.
You got me some shoes. No, it's a coat. Cashmere scarf. A laptop. Oh, some perfume.
The One For All gift card from the post office can be any of these things. With over 50,000 retail outlets to choose from, it's the ideal gift for that impossible-to-buy-for friend.
It's not a TV, is it?
Pick one up in branch or online at postoffice.co.uk. The One For All gift card is issued by GVS Prepaid Limited. GVS Prepaid Limited is authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Christmas ready for takeoff. At Argos, our Toy Spectacular is on, with even more prices dropped. Plus our £50 million toy clearance and so much more. Go Argos. Offer ends 24th of December. Selected lines, conditions apply while stocks last.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Greater Manchester on the M60, it's queuing anti-clockwise between junction 18 for Simister Island and junction 16 for Pendlebury because of flooding and the inside lane is blocked. On the M8 in Glasgow, it's still very slow eastbound between junction 21 for Seaward Street and junction 16 for Craycall after a van broke down earlier. And in Gloucestershire on the M5 southbound, it's very slow between junction 14 for Thornbury and 15 for the M4 because of an accident. On the trains in London, South Western Railway have delays of up to 20 minutes between London Waterloo and Clapham Junction. I'm Katie Tyler.
Winter is cruel. You cough, you splutter. So does your car, its battery dead, killed by an icy claw. Will anyone stand up to winter?
Yes, you! Come to Halfords. We'll fit a new battery on the spot from just £15, and we're open late 7 days a week. Ready for winter's worst? Ready for anything. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Battery sold separately. Selected vehicles only. In most stores. Check for opening hours.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's just coming up to a time. So somebody went into the kitchen here at Talk Radio to make a cup of tea and found instead Mark Steele, who was waiting in the Hawksby and Jacob-shaped wings. So we thought, well, we'll just get him in here first. So thank you for arriving early for theirs.
Thank you, yeah. That kitchen's like a marvellous big sort of place where all manner of people might be.
It is. It's,
might be.
It is odd. Tell you, it's very strange sometimes because obviously people
Bruce
wait.
Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Bruce Willis and Nigel Farage in the same room. Who would have thought?
Yeah, arguing about. Well, I always thought that's, you know, when they argue on, when George Galloway went on Big Brother and said, I thought it would be a platform for my views and all that. And I thought, I was thinking, you could have Richard Dawkins on there with Noam Chomsky and Jermaine Greer. And it wouldn't make it by day three. It'd be, I'll tell you something else that Faith doesn't explain, Dawkins. Someone's been eating my sodding custard creams.
That's right.
It's your turn to make the tea. I made it yesterday, Chomsky!
human nature boiled down. That's what it is, yeah. Anyway, look, it's good to see you. Because, you know, our paths have crossed before in the Radio 4 arena.
Yes. In another place.
In another time, in another place. But you're obviously, Mark Steele's in town, still going strong. What series are you in now with that already?
Oh, I think it's series 207.
Yeah, I thought so. I was surprised you haven't run out of towns.
Yeah, we're now doing little villages, hamlets, individual houses. So the idea of the show, for people who don't know, is that, as a comic, you go round to a town and you think, oh, when I'm doing a show tonight in Macclesfield or whatever, it'd be great to do like a couple of minutes, find the more accurate you can get a couple of jokes about the town, the better it goes down, and that makes a big difference at the start of the show. And then I thought, I love doing them bits. I wonder if you could do the whole show about one town if you had enough time to do it. So that's what the the idea of the show is. And what I find is that the more time you spend on it, the more you learn about it, the more appallingly rude you can be about the place and people let you get away with it.
They do, because they like that. That's the point, isn't it? That's exactly right. They yeah. like that. They like having that thrown back at them, because they've got to live there all the time. You're only steaming in and dealing with it for a few hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's funny, so if you get it right, I think, is the... like when, my producer last year said, well, let's do one in Gibraltar. So I said, as soon as you said that, I said, well, I know that the only possible way to start that show would be to go, oh, I've been doing this series for years, and at last it's been my ambition, and it's achieved at last, to be able to do one of these shows in Spain. knowing that that's the worst possible... But the thing is, because they know that's the worst possible, you're doing it on purpose. Yeah. They all really like it, you know. And then it was... And there were some lines in that where I said, oh, to be honest, I know it's... it is lovely here. I know it is. I don't mean to be rude about it. There's some beautiful views here, because if you go up the hill, you can see Spain, which is much nicer than here. And it was full of stuff like that. And people, but I don't know, somehow the friendliness of people sort of lets you get away with it.
I think you're right. Yeah. Well, it's all done nicely, isn't it, though?
So, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. You do have to like it.
Yeah, exactly.
A bit like a mate, you know. You can be appallingly say the most sickening things, can't you, to a friend?
Yeah.
And
they just have to put up with it.
Well, with it, if you just went in a pub and said it at random, you would be...
So when you go on tour, though, which is something else you're doing as well, and I know how you like to solve the world's problems, and then someone needs to do it, it might as well be you, frankly.
Well, thank you, yeah.
But, you know, you... You kind of, but your radio show is essentially a tour anyway. So, do you kind of get a bit sort of tour fatigue at any point? Are you, or you know, because Peter Kay's just cancelled his.
Yes, I saw.
So
yeah.
I was just wondering, you know,
what's
you,
with him?
So he's citing family issues. We don't know what's happening.
Okay,
so we don't know.
Well, I isn't it those bits though that keep it? And that's why if you're stand up, that's what stops you sort of having that thing of, oh, I don't know where I am. Am I in Manchester or am I in Penzance?
Yeah.
Is that you can't think like that, because you can't just go out and do the same thing. You've got to be in the room and sort of do something. Like one of these, the first one of the shows in this series is in Bedford. And I love doing that, because it's exactly the sort of place you think, well, there's nothing interesting about Bedford. Then you go there. Here's just one thing, mad thing about it. There was a cult there called the Panacea Society. And there were lots of people, dozens and dozens of people, they lived there because their reading of the Old Testament led them to believe, I'm not making this up, that the Garden of Eden was in Bedford. and so this whole cult, right, grew up there. And there was about 70, 80 people lived there, all believing that the Garden of Eden was in Bedford. Then the leader, a woman called Mabel Martrop, she decided that she couldn't go more than 77 steps from this garden, because 78 was the devil's number, and on her 78th step, the devil would get her. They believed they had all these prophecies of their prophet talking to the devil. And there was, I saw a documentary of one of these women who's part of this cult, and she went, honestly, she said, I saw all the accounts of her talking with the devil. And she went, and I mean, honestly, the devil was so rude. That was such the nicest thing. I mean, there's one thing being Satan, but there's no need to be. Manners cost nothing. I think I did. I think it's the devil going, I want your soul. Little word, I want your soul, please.
That's better.
So rude, the devil. And this is Bedford, and they all know, in Bedford, they all know about this.
Well, that's what I was going to say. When you go in and you look at the minutiae of these places, do you find that the crowd have researched it slightly first? Because they know what you're going to do.
Oh, they all know it,
but
yeah.
But there are some things like that. I can imagine a lot of people living in Bedford wouldn't even know about that.
No, I think they all know the Panacea Society.
it's all they've got.
Yeah, well, they own a lot of property there. In fact, they own one place they own. They've owned for about 1930, this house.
Yeah.
The sort of Panacea Society Trust. And it's been left empty ever since then, because it's being kept for when Jesus comes back.
Right, because he'd like Bedford.
Well, he would, given that the Garden of Eden was in Bedford.
Yeah, so it's like home from home to him, isn't it?
What must that sound like? You've just come in here and heard us say the Garden of Eden was in Bedford.
Yeah. Claire's confused at the best of times, to be fair, so she wouldn't bat an eyelid. I think it's interesting that whole idea of looking into, you know, these towns and how they... Because, you're quite well known as a political comedian as well, of course, because, you know, you write for the Indie and all this kind of stuff. And a lot of your stand-up, when I've seen you before, has been political and stuff. But it's a kind of a nice, you know... Because you've got opinions, you're allowed to say them, Mark.
Yeah,
that's the point.
But I don't like to... I don't think I'm a political comedian necessarily.
Well, you care, Mark. I think yeah. that's the, you know, there's a lot to care about.
I think
about.
It's funny. I think there's stuff funny. I mean, I did, it was one, but I sort of, I don't know, I've been quite surreal with it. I remember when the Conservatives have their election campaign, something that just occurred to me as a line was when their opening gambit was that, it, basically, if you've got dementia, we'll have your house off you. that's a vote winner. That's brilliant. I said, I was surprised the next day they didn't say. Furthermore, we've decided to raise extra funds that we're going to charge dementia sufferers twice in the knowledge they'll have forgotten they paid the first time. Oh, God, that's the sort of thing that's going to get 600 complaints.
Yeah, probably, yeah. But it's not you said it, not us. So, okay. Look, we've got to let you go. Someone's waving at me because Hawksby and Jacobs beckon.
Oh, I'm on something else
you've
now.
You've got to go through there and
I'm
do
on
that.
Six Music. Now, probably, yeah, or probably, whatever yeah, it is, yeah. or something, yes.
Radio 1 Extra.
Radio Leicester, yeah.
Good. Well, look, pleasure to see you,
all right,
Mark.
Thank you very much.
Good luck. The tour is Mark's Radio 4 show. Yeah, I'll be there. So Radio 4 show's on from Tuesday the 5th of December, late series. Mark's on tour. You'll find all the details probably online somewhere. There.
Cheers.
That's a flogging done.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you, Mark. Mark Steele there with us briefly because we found him in a kitchen and he looked lonely. So we got him in here. Talk radio in the afternoons. We'll go through some work experience punditry next as we drag Hayley in here to review some Christmas tat for you if you're running short of present ideas. Like a sort of radio catalogue of rubbish, which, you know, this show often gets described as anyway, to be fair, usually by management. Now, in the next bit, that's happening. Then there's the big debate at 3. Then we'll have a foreign correspondent and we'll have a game of Dead or Live. Just after 2:30, Claire's here with the very latest headlines. Talk
radio. Some breaking news this half hour, and the RMT have announced workers on Southwestern Railway are to strike on New Year's Eve, and Greater Anglia workers will strike on the 27th of December due to disputes over the role of guards. The European Parliament has given its backing to moving on to the next phase of Brexit talks, but it says the UK must fully and faithfully turn last week's hard-fought divorce deal into a final exit treaty. Meanwhile, in the Commons, the Prime Minister's offered reassurance that MPs will get to scrutinise the end deal.
As my right honourable friend, the Secretary of State for exiting the European Union, has set out today, we will then bring forward a withdrawal agreement and implementation bill to give the withdrawal agreement domestic legal effect, which will be subject itself to full parliamentary scrutiny.
Well, a vote about it later could see some of her own party going against her. A man and a woman have been remanded in custody after appearing in court accused of murdering three children in a house fire. They're due at Manchester Crown Court tomorrow following Monday's blaze in Salford. The head of Ofsted says disadvantaged children should not be used as an excuse for underachieving schools. 130 schools in England have failed to get a good rating from Ofsted for a decade. A teenage boy has admitted causing the death of five people by dangerous driving after a car smashed into a tree in Leeds last month. With a 15-year-old who can't be named, pleaded guilty to five charges at the City Crown Court. Peter Kay's cancelled his entire 100 tour date just weeks after announcing it. The comedian's also pulled out of all upcoming work commitments. And John, you're like this one. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry spending Christmas Day with the Queen this year.
God, how annoying.
I know.
God, I bet she sits down to watch the speech as well.
Kensington Palace has confirmed the newly engaged couple will be at the Queen's estate in Norfolk.
Oh, how annoying is that? Oh, come on, let's go watch me on the telly doing the speech.
Do you think they do watch it?
I bet they do.
I would.
Would you?
Yeah, if it was me.
I bet.
Or if it was my grandma.
I bet she's
cool.
I bet they've got a like a big cinema. I bet they've got a projector.
Yeah.
They put it massive in, on one of the walls in Sandringham.
I mean, that would be brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, she could just do it live for. I bet she could lip sync along to it.
She
like
could.
Like lip sync battle.
Or they could each do it. Yeah, it could be like one person has to do it one time and then another one. That would be cool.
What a great Christmas day it must be.
What a party.
Yeah.
Anyway, the weather. Yeah. Windy and heavy blustery showers turning to snow in the northwest. Not got rid of that snow yet. Some brighter spells in between, though. Highs of 9 degrees.
Great.
More in half an hour.
Yes, there is.
That's actually wrong. It's not highs of 9 degrees. It's highs of 7.
Right. Well, I mean, did that just look like a 9?
No, I've written 9, but I remember looking and it was 7.
And it's this attention to detail that I think the news department here is well
Put
known
my
for.
Sun cream away, I will. Yeah.
That's 2 degrees.
Yeah.
Balmy.
Thank you, though.
No
You'll all be here as well at 3:30 with today's bonus news.
Yeah, love that.
Which I think is mineral news.
Yeah, I haven't got it yet. Can you send me my mineral news?
Yeah.
Minimal.
Animal, vegetable and mineral. It covers everything off. Today we bring you all that's happening in the world of minerals. Thank you very much, Claire. In the next bit, though, work experience. Are you thinking, oh, Christmas, it's nearly Christmas. What am I going to do? I really want some ideas for tat presents. Fear not. We're here to help, like a sort of rubbish catalogue, but on the radio, as we look through Christmas gift ideas with our work experience, next in the afternoons.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And welcome along if you're just joining us. Well, Christmas is a-coming, the goose is getting fat, and here's where we put some Christmas tat ideas in an old man's hat. That's an idea for a start. If you know an old man, buy them a hat. So work experience punditry then, you know how it works. Our work experience, we drag them out of the office, we put them in front of the microphone, we tell them that it's real world work experience and we'll help them in their chosen career of broadcasting. All of that is a lie, it's just that they're free and available, just as Hayley is. Hi Hayley.
Hiya.
Hiya.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. Are you in the Christmas spirit yet, Hayley? Have you done all your shopping? Where are
I've
we?
I've actually done all my shopping.
Have you?
I've still got my dad to buy for. I find the dads are the hardest.
Ah, what sort of thing is he into?
That's the thing, he's got everything. And it's always, at the moment, it's all technological stuff. So you can't even buy a book nowadays. Because it's all on these Kindle malarkeys.
This is weird. I was thinking about this the other day, right? And it's not as easy as when you used to go, oh, I know, my sister would like a DVD of whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Because it's all streaming, isn't it? So what do you do?
Netflix. That's why we have an ad. Because like this time last year, we had loads of guests in.
Yeah.
Look at flogging their DVDs loads of comics.
Yeah.
And this year, we've had not one flogging a DVD.
Yeah, because it's gone. It's
DVDs
all,
just aren't a thing,
it's
are
all
they?
Online.
Sean Locke and Adam Hills have one this year, and I think that's pretty much about it.
That's the market they're going for. It's like, come on, the last gasp.
But you can still find it on Netflix. That's the issue.
And you can't. But you can't get. What do you gift? Do you know what I mean? You can't buy anyone a CD anymore. Of course
buy
you don't. You
the
just because you go
Netflix
and here's an iTunes voucher. I mean, what do you do?
A Netflix subscription would be quite good.
Yeah,
I suppose that's
can
all
you
right.
Gift that.
Probably.
I feel like everyone's already got a Netflix subscription already.
That's a good
Uber
point.
Just emailed me. You can get Uber gift cards.
Nothing says Christmas like an Uber gift card, does it?
I need to get home today. Maybe I'll use my Uber
just
gift
put
card.
Bus fare in a tin.
Yeah, there you go, have that. So not only has the modern world and the internet, as we know from the newspapers today, Hayley, ripped the fabric of society apart, I don't know if you saw that headline, it's also ruined gift giving, hasn't it? But you're here to help, and that's the point.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So, Hayley with Christmas stuff. That's how this review was sold.
I feel like I've gone for, like, a more childish approach.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's fine.
You've heard the show. So, that's how we view everything.
Happy days.
Isn't it? So, what are we going to start with?
We're starting with a board game called Toilet Trouble.
Okay.
What vibes are you getting from this already?
Well, I board games get more scatological as they go along, right? So my children are 7 and 5, right? So over the past few years, board games have involved a thing called seagull splat, where a seagull, a plastic seagull, flies over some people sunbathing and poos on them.
I feel like Hasbro's run out of ideas.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the premise of that game. There's one with dog poo in it now as well.
Yeah, well, this one, the tagline is, which flush will cause the gush?
I mean, that's not a great tagline. It's not. It's hardly Operation. It's going for the funny bone. It used to be a game of Operation, but neither of you will remember.
I remember Operation.
I remember
there's
Operation.
Still got a game. Do you remember he's going for the funny bone?
No.
There.
I remember he's...
I don't.
Where have you been?
Sung my battleship!
That's on Battleship.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
If you shouted that operation, you were disqualified. But no, flush
So basically, you buy a board game and it's a toilet, and you keep twisting the toilet roll until the toilet sprays water in your face.
Right. See, that's games that touch you. Right, I like Pie Face.
Yeah, that's a popular one nowadays.
Yeah. So that's very popular. So it's games that actually get you in some kind of way.
It's I remember last Christmas, and we had these as well. It was the one with where you put a thing that opens your mouth up.
Yeah,
in your
mouth.
Have
to, like, say
okay.
stuff.
What?
So how one of those? They normally use them in dentists.
Or one of the traps from Saw.
Yeah,
and it's like a plastic mouth guard thing, and it like opens your mouth.
Well, why would you want that?
And then you had to say stuff and be all silly, and that was the game.
And people had to guess like what you were saying.
God's sake, what's wrong with the world?
It's quite fun.
What happened to snakes and ladders?
You can just buy a toilet instead.
You can still get snakes and ladders as well. Don't worry.
Rightly so. but I suppose you're right. People sit around thinking of game ideas, and then that's all we've got now.
I just feel like it's. Oh, we've done too much.
Yeah.
Too far now with the board games. Does anyone even play them?
I hate board games, but as a dad, I have to play them. I am genuine, because the kids love it. So you go, yeah, let's play that, and my heart sinks inside. I don't want to play this.
I bet you love Christmas Day.
Oh, I despise it. I love Christmas Day, but I'm not. But board games, I am not a fan of. I never have been when I was a kid. I was not into them at all, and I find them relentlessly monotonous and boring. I don't mind Uno.
What about Monopoly?
That's the worst. That's the worst. Monopoly's awful. My Maisie's got Junior Game of Life. I'm not playing that.
I love Monopoly.
No.
A really long game of Monopoly that lasts like the whole afternoon.
Risk is one I enjoy. Risk gets proper, like, violent.
The best game to play with your kids is on Christmas Day is hide and seek, right? So they go and hide, and then you don't look for them. And they think they're hiding really well, but then you can just watch telly.
That's bad parenting.
Whatever. Anyway. Hey. So what is it called?
That's called Toilet Trouble.
I haven't really thought long and hard about that either, have I? Anyway, look, we're going to take Traffic and Travel, but I know we're coming back with more gift ideas for people that you don't like very much.
Pretty much.
Okay, Hayley's here, work experience. We will be helping you out with your Christmas stocking next on Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance! What a goal!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in December, win flights and £150 spending money for a sensational two-night city stay in a European hotspot of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud, helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Everyone likes to get a broadband deal, but who's got time to go searching for them? At BT, we do the hard work for our broadband customers by offering them personalised deals. So now getting the right deal takes no time at all. If you're our broadband customer, you can find your personalised deal at bt.com/mydeal. It's ready and waiting for you.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
In Greater Manchester on the M60, it's queuing anti-clockwise between Junction 18 for Simister Island and Junction 16 for Pendlebury because of flooding, and the inside lane is blocked. In Gloucestershire on the Severn Bridge, a lane has been closed in both directions for safety reasons because of strong winds, and a lane is closed on the M4 eastbound at Junction 4 for Heathrow because a car has broken down. On the trains in London, London Overground has no service between Edmonton Green and Cheshunt and has severe delays from Liverpool Street to Enfield and Cheshunt. I'm Katie Tyler.
Wiper blades in winter. Squeaky, streaky. Rain rattles your windscreen. Smears rattle your confidence. Can't see, can't drive. Can't believe you haven't been to Halfords yet. We fit new wiper blades on the spot from just £2, and we're open late 7 days a week. Ready for winter's worst? Ready for anything. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Wiper blades sold separately. Selected vehicles only. In most stores, check for opening hours.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So welcome along. Good afternoon if you're just joining us. Oh, lucky you. Christmas gift ideas. We've already talked about a board game that involves a toilet spraying water in your face. I forgot to ask you, Hayley, though, during your research for this game, is the toilet water post someone going in it or is it fresh toilet water?
I really hope it's fresh toilet water.
Because you could add a frisson to it, couldn't you? Because presumably you have to put the water in yourself as part of the game setup. Yeah. But if you went and actually got some water from your toilet, then the stakes are higher, aren't they? Because you've got sort of basically a face full of urine or worse.
Not overly hygienic.
No, but you know, but like I said, that gives the game an extra edge.
Especially, I think, for a more adult environment.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, we're going to be back in a moment talking about more Christmas gift ideas that may or may not spray your face with urine. But before that, of course, a lot going on in the news today. We know that social media is tearing the fabric of society apart. That is according to various newspapers. Twitter is also a playground for paedophiles. That's what we learned from another newspaper. We also know that the amazing operation with this baby who had a heart born with a heart outside of its chest cavity and it's now been put back in, and that baby's fine, in an operation, the first of its kind, like the game of Operation. Actually, maybe that...
I don't think it was anything like that, John. It was a very complicated medical procedure.
Going for the funny bone!
No.
Anyway, it's all very complicated, like that procedure.
Yeah, I can't get my head around it.
No. Well, it's all right, we're here to help, because we analyse the news using Japanese poetry, obviously. Of course. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Homophobic sex, pest weirdo doesn't win a election, makes a change.
Yeah. The news in haiku. All right then. We're here with Hayley. Hayley's our work experience. She is reviewing Christmas stuff for you. Those last-minute present ideas. Mm-hmm. We've done a board game. What are we going to do now?
We're going for, like, sweet tooth, food, direction, that kind of malarkey, the easy option.
Okay.
However, this is quite weird. It's a ginormous gummy bear, like over a kilogram worth of gummy bear. 2.3 kilograms of gummy bear.
Right, like a massive...
Yeah, like not like tiny little ones, yeah, in bags in a plastic gummy bear, like an actual gummy bear. That makes me feel slightly unwell.
That's horrible. Who would want that?
Oh, some people apparently would. Because it's a thing.
Yeah. So what are you supposed to do? Just take bites out of it?
Well, I definitely could not eat that in like a whole day. And I think also that something really grosses me out about sinking my teeth into the whole thing. Like, I think I'd have to cut it off with a knife.
Right. So you'd happily hack a bear to pieces with a sharp implement.
I wouldn't even eat it in the first place.
Not bite chunks off it.
Well, if you know someone that likes sweets in your office or you've got children.
But gummy bears aren't nice anyway. Oh, that's the thing about... I mean, I don't have a sweet tooth, right? So I don't eat sweets particularly.
I've got a massively sweet tooth, but I still would not eat a giant gummy bear.
No.
Taking a massive chunk out of it.
How much is this gummy? Do we know?
It's $34.99.
Whoa! I mean, again, unwrapping that on Christmas morning.
I mean, it might make some people immensely happy. But not anyone that I know.
No.
But just putting it out there just in case.
Just
in
case.
Because you really do never know.
Well, we're all about the last-minute gift ideas, and that's the point. Yeah, well, Does it come boxed, or do you have to sort of awkwardly wrap? Thank goodness, because wrapping a gummy bear up...
Actually, but I do think it might have that weird, like, plastic, like, shrink wrap on it that you have to, like, peel off it.
Right. What they should do is get an actual bear, but cover an outer layer of it in gummy.
Okay.
As a sort of surprise. Sorry, Christmas Day. So if you're the sort of person who would eat a giant gummy bear, right, then you deserve to be mauled. Right? So get an actual bear.
And then it can bite your head off.
Yeah. Get
its own
back.
Before you eat it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyway, I'm just thinking. But no, that's a horrible idea. That's like, I mean, I don't know who buys the giant Toblerone.
Oh,
it's you, isn't it?
It's me.
All right.
I've got my hand up.
Oh, all right. Okay. That's at least three people in this office. I just said it. Okay.
I get that. It's a nice little Christmas present.
It's definitely an airport coming out the airport.
It's an airport. Yeah. Can you even get them anywhere else?
Yeah. My grandparents. We always get my grandparents' one because they love Toblerone.
Right.
It's
just
basically
from, like,
all we get them. Yeah. Of course you can buy it in a supermarket.
Giant one.
What
though?
The giant?
Oh,
great
no, not
big...
the giant.
That's
one.
What
it's
we're
just
talking
normal.
About. Yeah, I know normal. We're talking about giant gummy bears. You're not listening to this.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. But I don't. Toblerone, and I was just like
perked up.
Yeah.
A giant gummy bear could you? A giant bear could use a Toblerone as a ladder.
You
a
can
giant
buy big. Cadbury bars, though, can't you? And big, massive, like,
you know,
Galaxy
we used to
ones.
Do all these? Woolworths. They used to always do all these. You know, like the meter of Jaffa cakes and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But,
Woolworths.
You know,
R.I.P.
That's
Woolworths.
Dead now, isn't it, Woolworths?
Yeah. So, where to go for these treats? All right, giant gummy bear. What else do we have?
I don't know if you remember Stretch Armstrong.
I do remember Stretch Armstrong.
Okay, well, they've rung it back, even though kids won't have a clue who Stretch Armstrong is.
Didn't they take that away because it was too dangerous or something?
Well, they've rung it back, and it's probably more rubbish, but they've made it seem like it's more great.
I didn't have one. My friend Stephen had one, a Stretch Armstrong. And yeah, and basically it's just a rubber man...
That you can stretch.
That you pulled the arms on and it just stretched them out.
I figured.
Simpler times. Now it's all toilet flushy games. And look what entertained us back then. Just a man with arms you could stretch out.
This is supposed to be a children's story, but I figured great office toy.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like bored.
Oh, what, like
have a stretch.
For stress as well. It's like a childish stress ball, really, yeah. Isn't it? So you just pull the arms
on
and
to be
just
honest,
squeeze it.
There are people who work here whose arms I would cheerfully pull off anyway. I'm honest, I mean, I could name you quite a few. Just cheerfully just pull their arm. Well, you know they are.
We're
going to simmer things down.
Hayley won't.
And beat them with them.
Hayley won't. Yeah. Say her name.
Johnny Seaford.
I knew you were going to
say that. So, you know, well, you would, wouldn't you? Sex Luke. You know, all the people that work here, I just cheerfully...
Penny Smith.
No.
Yeah, I can't stand the one. No. I'm joking. She's so lovely.
I feel really
uncomfortable. She's so lovely. She's so lovely. all right, so, but I'm glad. Bang, didn't Stretch Armstrong have a mate? So I'm sure there was like Stretch Armstrong and another.
Stretch Armstrong was not my time.
No, I know.
Lance Armstrong. Neil Armstrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he had put stretchy knees. Because he would kneel.
Neil. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad that's back. I like the idea of retro toys. So this is my idea. You said about the modern toilet flushy face urine game, and now we're bringing back the old ways.
And apparently they've kept the retro look.
Good.
Connect
Four. I used to like Connect Four.
Connect Four was a good one.
Yeah. They used to like that.
That still exists.
They do like giant ones of them in like shopping centres.
You're obsessed with giant things. Gummy bears. What is it for gummy bears to play? Giant trained bears playing massive games of Connect Four in shopping centres before escaping over the wall on a Toblerone ladder they've fashioned out of chocolate. I mean, I don't know. I painted a Christmas scenario for us
kids
all there.
Kids like big things.
Great.
You can stretch it up to 5 times more his original size.
Yeah.
Could you do that with the old one?
I think we had one at primary school and we just used it as a catapult. So two of you would get an arm each, stretch it out, and then someone would get the middle and like, put a multi-link cube or something in it and try and whip them across the classroom.
Oh, fun times.
Yeah.
Kids these days don't know they're born, do they? We didn't even do that. We used to just chew up bits of paper and then...
Blow them through straws.
Oh, no, or just put it on the end of a shatterproof ruler and then just flick it in the ceiling.
Oh, classic shatterproof...
Classic behaviour.
Shatterproof rulers,
Yeah.
I forgot all about them.
There you go. It's like...
They're all flexy and rubbery by the time we went to school.
Peter Kay might have cancelled his tour, but here we are remembering things like he does. That's what he comes on stage to remember things, doesn't he? Garlic bread, remember garlic bread? Yes, we still got it, Peter. We know, we remember it. It's still a thing. Yeah. Do you remember trousers? Yes, Peter, we do. Yeah, we've got them, still got them. Yeah, do you remember the thing? Yeah, we do remember all that. Yeah, yeah.
You remember?
Have you got any jokes or is it just memories? It's mainly memories. All right, fine, carry on. Yeah.
Anyway, so we're doing rulers, it now. Though? Stretchy rulers.
Stretchy sharp.
Okay. We also have Pass the Sprout, which I thought was like a fun game.
Yeah. Depends how you pass
because
it.
It's been a long time since I've played Pass the Parcel, and I don't even know if that's a thing anymore. Is that a thing anymore?
Yeah, the kids still love that at the party.
Oh, it's still a thing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, basically, you can buy a tissue paper sprout that you can pass around your family table, potentially, maybe like your work table, and you can peel these tissue
layers off. What's in it? Sprouts?
No, and inside you get really rubbish prizes.
Yay.
Like nail file sets and mini bowling games.
Cracker level. Yeah.
But I figured it would be quite fun. I mean, it's got a beautiful face on it and it's fun to throw around and it might be fun.
I mean, it doesn't sound that much fun. But I had a theory years ago, because we know childhood obesity became a thing, right? So behind the doors of advent calendars, instead of chocolates, sprouts.
Okay.
No.
What? Not my
Who
favorite.
Would buy that?
Well, parents for help with their healthy kids.
Our parents never used to let us have chocolate calendars, so we just have to have the one with pictures behind it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
that
fun.
That is so
that's
sad.
That's so fun, isn't it?
Yeah, they would
it?
Have got you a sprout one.
Yeah, I wouldn't want like that either.
I love sprout. I like sprouts.
M&S have chocolate-covered sprouts.
Oh, I don't want that.
Like sprouts. Chocolate that looks like a sprout.
But it's not an actual sprout.
No. Like
well, then fine.
Yeah,
I mean, I like a sprout.
You could try that too.
No,
Hayley, did you hear what my mum's doing for Christmas dinner this year?
Is so sad.
We spoke about it earlier.
So sad.
Instead of cooking a turkey, she's going to prepare Greg's festive bakes with all the trimmings.
That sounds insane. I don't have turkey on Christmas Day either.
What do you have?
I have like lamb or other duck, lamb.
But that.
Beef.
Yeah, but that you have that's,
anything
that's
that isn't a good turkey.
That's just generic Sunday roast.
Yeah, but we don't have Greg's festive bakes.
No.
Yeah, well, Marcus Clayton's tweeted saying, please tell Con that Iceland do Greg's frozen bakes.
Yeah.
So you can buy them frozen,
right.
Which I might suggest to my mum, instead of having to go to an actual Greg's on Christmas Eve and having the oven on overnight.
Right. See if you can get her to... You could have some of her prawn ring. If she's going to go, festive frozen.
Iceland, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks.
You're so welcome.
Thanks very much, Hayley, for coming in. And I think making everybody's Christmas that a little bit more special.
Enjoy your festive bakes, Con.
Yeah. Are you in next week?
I think so.
Great.
See you then.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, one and all. Right, in the next bit of the programme, there's the big debate at 3 o'clock. Well, just after 3 o'clock, in fact. Then we will be talking to a foreign correspondent because of a big breaking foreign story. And we will be playing a game of Dead or Alive. If you'd like a go on it, here's how to get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or you can give us a call. 03444991000. Start that particular message with, hello, is that Chloe? Because it'll be her that answers the telephone. Talk radio in the afternoons. The news is on the way next.
Figgy pudding.
Do you want stuffing?
Yes, please.
Free speech.
You don't look the type.
And phone calls.
Answer that, it could be the phone.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
started at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
The festive season has started at Selco Builders Warehouse, and we're celebrating with Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Like a Makita 10.8-volt brushless combi drill for just $149.99, or a Bosch 18-volt combi drill for only $95.99. Now that's a Christmas cracker. Don't miss Selco's 12 deals of Christmas, only available until the 15th of December. Prices exclude VAT. Find out more at selcobw.com.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
5 pots of tea, check. 12 boxes of biscuits, check. 2 kilos of Christmas pudding, check. 20 mince pies, check.
Be telly ready with your free copy of The Sun's 120-page Christmas TV mag. Don't miss out on any festive TV and movies with our 3 weeks' worth of complete Christmas and New Year listings. Pick up your copy this Saturday only with The Sun.
This Christmas, surprise that special someone with Marc Jacobs Divine Decadence at The Perfume Shop. Half price at only £34.50 for 50 mil, while stocks last. From stocking fillers to gift sets, The Perfume Shop has Christmas sorted. At The Perfume Shop, celebrating 25 years on the High Street. Offer ends December 17th.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Here's Claire with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a Brexit showdown, rail strikes over Christmas break, and Peter Kay pulls out of all commitments.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May faces a possible defeat in the Commons later over the EU withdrawal bill. While some of the Prime Minister's own party are threatening to vote against the government later, so MPs get a meaningful vote on the final agreement. She says that will happen, but is opposed to giving legal guarantees about when and how much MPs get to scrutinise the deal.
That could be at a very late stage in the proceedings, which could mean that we are not able to have the orderly and smooth exit from the European Union that we wish to have.
The RMT has announced workers on South Western Railway are to strike on New Year's Eve, and Greater Anglia workers will strike on the 27th December. That's due to disputes over the role of guards. Ofsted's chief inspector says disadvantage can't be used as an excuse for some schools underperforming. The education watchdog has revealed that 130 schools in England have failed to get a good rating from it in the last 10 years. Many pupils from deprived areas are in there, but Amanda Spielman says that has to be overcome.
The narrative of disadvantage can become all-absorbing. Fixating on the things holding schools back can distract us all from working on the things that take them forward.
A box holding the ashes of twins who died at birth has been stolen in a burglary in West London. Well, police say it's been a heartbreaking ordeal for the victims after thieves broke into a house in Richmond on Monday. And Peter Kay has cancelled all of his upcoming work commitments, including his first tour in 8 years, because of what he's called unforeseen family circumstances. Well, the comedian's put a statement out saying the decision has not been taken lightly.
Thanks, Claire.
It's all right.
I was expecting a bit of the statement there. That was all I. That was
pause
why
for
I paused.
Applause. Oh right, yeah. No, oh, no. As in, like, it says, it's not been taken lightly. Yeah. That's what the statement says.
Good. Thank you for that.
You're right. You're yeah. welcome. You're
yeah.
Welcome.
How's it going? This was going to be your peak.
I know.
News reading time. Think, you said earlier.
Yeah, that was all right.
Yeah. Well, it was fine. Yeah.
Yeah, it was,
you know,
yeah,
she said you started at 1 o'clock, and then you have to ease yourself into the day.
Yeah.
And then you said maybe the 3 and 4 bulletins were going to be.
I think
pretty
maybe.
A plus.
Yeah. I'm not sure. That I think that was more of a B minus. I think maybe I've had a little bit too much caffeine. I'm starting to get the shakes.
That might be it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Do you want to do some weather?
Nah.
Okay.
Could you want to do the weather?
If you like.
Nah. I sound better with it.
Oh, go on then. Here comes a weather jingle.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Windy with blustery showers turning wintry in the northwest later. Some brighter spells in between. Today's highs, 7 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much. And you will be back, of course, with today's edition of Bonus News in around 25 minutes' time.
It's a good one.
Is it?
It's a good one, yeah.
Well,
I understand all the stories this time, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Unlike yesterday where I didn't read them properly.
Understand any of it. Anyway, we're going to be doing bonus news. We have to do it. The bulletins are shorter than they used to be. It makes the time up. So today it's not animal news, not vegetable, it's mineral. If it's happening in the world of minerals, you'll hear about it in 25 minutes' time on Talk Radio. And now here's, it's Jake, isn't it? Jake Robson with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
Chelsea will resume rivalries with Barcelona in the last 16 of the Champions League. The draw has also pitched Tottenham against the Italian champions Juventus. Manchester City...
I was enjoying whatever that was, and then it just sort of stopped. Let's get an explanation, a technical explanation of what just happened from Chloe, who is working through the glass. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi there. So we're all enjoying that little bit of pre-recorded information.
Something about Chelsea.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What went wrong?
Their squad choices, John.
No, yeah, it's quite questionable.
What, the squad choices of the people doing the news?
No, yeah. No, I meant Chelsea.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's
yeah,
well.
Yeah. There is no Jake Robson. I will name and shame him.
Yeah, do.
Has not put in his bulletin.
Oh, so he...
So we thought this one was his and it was not.
Right, so his one job is to pre-record a sports bulletin.
1 minute of sport.
For every hour.
Yeah.
Not much work, is it? Let's be honest.
No.
And he's just not done it.
No.
That's Jake Robson.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking. Anyway, that was Jake with nothing. So let's get on with it because the big debate is on the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The big debate is on the way now. Well, the internet is a bad place. A former vice president of Facebook has said that social media is ripping society apart. People staring at screens and interacting in what he called an echo chamber, feedback loops of the like-minded. It's pretty much putting an end to civil discourse and debate and filling the world with misinformation. It taps into a human vulnerability that exploits it, eroding the core foundations of how people behave and treat each other. It could also kill. Social media could also kill. For example, if I see one more filtered picture of someone's food where they've written nom nom under it, I don't mind telling you that I'm going to be the one responsible for that killing, and I'm going to say that here and now. According to another newspaper today, Twitter is a playground for paedophiles. Which sounds bad, doesn't it? But actually, if you did build separate playgrounds for paedophiles, then that would technically keep them away from the children's one, wouldn't it? So if your council built a paedophile playground, like just for paedophiles, you know, the swings and stuff, then the swings would be full of paedophiles, keeping them out of the way of everyone else. And plus, there are signs in other playgrounds saying that you can't take dogs in. I mean, I've seen them. I think they should put up signs saying to keep paedophiles out of playgrounds as well. Give them their own. Anyway, on the line, listening to the radio, is that... Listener, Snoggles, is that? Good afternoon, Snoggles.
I am very Snoggles.
There we go. Sorry, didn't hear you there. So you've called in. You heard me say the word well during that. And you've called in because you're part of this anti-well lobby that there is.
Yes.
Yeah. What is it about? What is it about wells? I mean, what are they? They're a hole in the ground. What's the problem with them?
Oh, they're so much more than that, John. Now, you know, I've noticed a lot of people phone into your show with no reason or agenda or any real point.
That's exactly right.
But wells, there's a whole science surrounding wells. And I've studied a lot of it. There's elementary mathematics.
Yeah.
Elementary particle physics.
Yeah.
So the Danish well scientist, Niels Bohr, so-called because he actually was one, came up with the famous indeterminacy theory of wells. Now, there's a lot of complexity around that, but simply put, you never know what's going to come out of one. It could be water.
Yes.
But it could also be, and this is important, wellifants. And I, for one, don't want to take that risk.
Right. So you're saying then, should a wellifant come out of a well, you are saying block them up. Now, are you saying actually block them up, nail some wood over them, or are you saying fill them in? What exactly are you calling for?
I think we should remove them. I mean, wells, particularly in England, are generally found in villages.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, pointless, inanimate objects. We should replace them with people.
Right.
So village people, a biker or a construction worker placed prominently in the centre of villages.
Yep.
People will come for miles to see that in the Cotswolds, for example.
Would they still be dispensing water to the people who needed it?
They would, but in a very flamboyant and extravagant manner, which would bring happiness to millions.
All right. Stay on the line for me, Mr. Snoggles, because Eric's been on, is listening to it. Good afternoon, Eric.
Yeah, good afternoon, Jonathan.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us as well. Now, you're hearing about that. What we're hearing is a call here, a nationwide call, to not block wells up, but replace them with perhaps, one example being members of the village people, who would hand out water, willy and possibly nilly, to people instead of wells. We don't need wells anymore, do we, Eric?
Well, of course we need wells. They are instrumental for trapping naughty children. My dog is part of a team of dogs that go around the country finding children lost and trapped in wells. And we determine whether they're good or not. Very important at this time of year. You know, we've got a big client always looking to know who's naughty and nice.
Yep.
And we determine whether they should stay in that well or whether we should extricate them by means of magnets or cranes or.
Yeah.
Or vultures, or whatever we happen to have handy.
Okay, well, no, that's interesting. I mean, let's talk about other things that are in a well. I mean, now, ding dong, bell, pussy, in the well. Now, Donald Trump has been instrumental in helping them get out. He's been able to grab them, hasn't he, and get them out of wells.
He has.
And
yes.
In a rescue attempt, not a lot of people talk about that, about Donald Trump. There's a lot of bad feeling towards Donald Trump, a lot of ill words spoken of him. But he does grab pussies from wells, doesn't he? Ding dong, bell.
He stands for the mass industrialisation of pussy in a certain sense, yes.
I don't think he gets enough credit for those rescue attempts. How many? Look, here's.
Well, I mean, he did get credit for that very big rescue attempt on the pea green boat, if you recall.
Yes.
He went out with his large eyed fellow, and he did some work there.
That's true. I want to just talk about the logic of this with you, Mr. Snoggles, because you if we do remove wells, we put them elsewhere, right? Or wellswear.
Yes.
Should we, as some people are calling for, is to take the wells of Britain that are a danger and drop them all down one large well? So we take pick a well up out of the ground, drop it down another well, job
you're,
done.
You're thinking along good lines there, John, good lines. I mean, if we would take all the wells and just sort of stack them on top of each other in the ground, we'd effectively turn the entire world into a kind of giant donut.
Yes.
Which to me is a fantastic thing. And it's also something the comedian Noel Edmonds has been advocating ever since he invented radio for dogs.
Jonathan, I don't want to...
Win-win.
Sorry.
Come back in, Eric. Yeah, come back in.
Sorry, Snoggles. I don't want to bring logic into this. I know that's not the point of the programme, but we have already tried this. We have already assembled many wells and stacked them in, on top, around, and betwixt each other.
Yeah.
And that obviously became the city of Motherwell, the mother of wells.
Of all wells,
from which all wells spring.
Yeah.
Now, that turned out to be a great success, with ever... You know, wells need topping up because they've been emptied of water. They can just go home to Motherwell, and they can fill themselves.
But how are you
going to?
That's fair enough. No, I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's fair enough. But how are you going to get a well to Motherwell? I mean, are you going to drag them there? I mean, what are you? You've got to cut them out of the ground. Now, some people would argue.
Most wells translocate by just dropping a coin down themselves and making a wish. It's very simple, and that just kind of like. Transports them, via via welly kind of like physics. I think you talked about your Snoggles guy talked about the physics involved. I don't understand the physics, but I understand that all you need is a coin and transportation happens.
Well, yes. But should we then... Okay, well, what about the argument, this argument, that we leave wells where they are, bear with me on this, and fill them with something more contemporary, like Facebook or Monster Energy Drink, and get rid of the water element to it, because that's what people object to, isn't it? Literally, that element, it's one of the elements, one of the four elements. You mentioned elephants, it's one of the elements.
Well, elephants, of course, yes. I mean, elephants are a risk and a danger. And there's also, of course, bath and wells.
Yeah.
Which is the name of a medieval practice, still favoured by people in Doncaster, where, you know, every Saturday afternoon they go out en masse and bathe in wells.
In wells, yeah.
Now, if we were to fill those wells with something more contemporary, like...
Facebook. Or
for example, jelly. Or Facebook.
Jam.
Yes, or jam even. I don't see how that would really, I mean, solve their problem.
So it's more of the hole in the ground that's bothering you rather than what it contains.
I don't like any kind of well. I don't like Orson Welles.
Yeah.
Never liked him.
Well, bear in mind that we discovered the fifth element in a well. Do you remember that?
Yes.
The back in, I can't remember what year it was.
The fifth elephant. You discovered the fifth elephant.
The fifth elephant.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, people are hunting the elephants as it is, you know, hunting them for their you know, their wells, and we shouldn't have that.
No.
You know.
In Sweden, by the way, I don't know if you know about this. They did.
I don't know about anything about Sweden.
Well, let me tell you about
what is Sweden? Is it a kind of chocolate?
It's a sort of flat pack country. But what they've been doing is experimenting with flat pack wells, because it's already well saying, okay, no one should have a well, but everyone who could have one now can buy a well, and they're flat pack, and you can just construct it yourself. Wealth. And they've been a huge success, essentially. And you can essentially take wells around with you, you know, on public transport. They allow it now, but people take their wells on there and sink them, you know, during their commute, which is, you know, useful time, isn't it, to do something like that.
See, that's all very fine and modern, but they have a darker practice as well, which is pickled whelks.
Yeah.
So they hunt down elks. You take a elk and force it down a well,
yeah,
and leave it to marinate for a few weeks in dill and mustard, and it transforms into a pickled whelk, which is very popular in Gothenburg, but not too healthy, I think.
To be fair, Snoggles, that's not a problem with a well, okay? Wells don't make whelks, people do, okay? So it's the decision-making choices of the whelk lovers among us, not the problem of the wells. You're misappropriating it. You're misappropriating
it. All I have to say to that is it's very difficult to force an elk into a bucket.
How many wells should there be, do you think, yes or no, Eric?
Oh, yes.
Snoggles?
No.
Well, the number that being quoted by the government, this is the government, they've said three more wells by 2018.
A heavenly angel.
Yeah. Britain used to dig the best wells in the world. We used to export our wells, didn't we? And that's sort of stopped now.
Well, of course, you have to remember that wells were first brought to Britain by Sir Francis Drake.
That's right.
And presented to Queen Victoria and Prince Albert.
Yes.
And they were both very excited. But unfortunately, Albert's shaft was disappointingly small.
Yeah.
And Victoria had to examine it very closely for any signs of unwanted seepage.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
The problem is...
But you've got to line it correctly. That's the important point to make, isn't it, about a well?
You do. Yeah. You do. And Albert...
Never mind about protecting the new wells. The problem is Britain lost its nerve. It backed out. We were building the biggest well the Earth had ever seen. It was going to go all the way down to Australia.
Yeah.
You'd be able to drop a bucket down and bring a little kangaroo up whenever you like.
That's right.
And the funding didn't run out, Jonathan. It didn't run out. They stopped it. They decided to put the funding onto other things.
Yeah.
Like Toblerone or barbells.
Yes.
And it's ridiculous. If we just carried on.
So you're calling
with
for
that
a return.
Well,
yeah. You're calling for a return to funding these in a.
But of course, it costs, they have to weigh these wells, you know. And that costs money, and they have to weigh them at special stations for weighing wells. Now,
what are they called?
I can't imagine what those might be called.
No, I can't.
But it's expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, these special well weighing stations.
Yeah. Well, look, we're running out of time on this. It's a contentious issue, I know. We've got a lot of interaction over it this afternoon about whether or not we do need Wells in this day and age. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Snoggles?
Oh, Wells Fargo.
Thank you. Eric?
Oh, where's my news?
Thank you very much indeed. Do we need wells? We've got them. You know, they're all in the ground, aren't they? But should we just take them out of the ground and drop them down one big well to get rid of them? That's what they're calling for. But how many more wells do you want to see in this country? That is a question. It's being voted on in Parliament, of course. Today is all part of the Brexit deal. Everyone should have the right to bear a well. What do you think? What do you think? Let us know. We live in post-Brexit Britain. Now we've got bottles of Gaviscon and paper hats. Why do we need wells? 87222.
Start your message with a word.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Next, we will be talking to our foreign correspondent about a foreign news story in the original foreign. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. And that's
We've got Christmas all wrapped up.
You will not be getting a tattoo for Christmas.
Yeah.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be sage. Build on.
This Christmas, surprise that special someone with Marc Jacobs Divine Decadence at the Perfume Shop. Half price at only £34.50 for 50ml, while stocks last. From stocking fillers to gift sets, the Perfume Shop has Christmas sorted. At the Perfume Shop, celebrating 25 years on the High Street. Offer ends December 17th.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
Fleet managers, maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatic's fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers, and improve the safety of your employees. Employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. Fleetmatics, a Verizon company.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Greater Manchester, we have two lanes closed, queuing traffic due to flooding on the M60. That's anti-clockwise between Junction 17 and Junction 16 for Pendlebury. Congestion back to Junction 20. In Worcestershire, stationary traffic due to a multi-vehicle accident. All traffic being temporarily held on the M5. That's northbound between Junction 8 for the M50 and Junction 7. And in Bristol, three lanes closed, queuing traffic due to an accident with two lorries involved on the M4. That's westbound between Junction 19 and 20. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Okay, what's this one here? To Uncle Gary, Merry Xmas, love, Polly. Kiss, kiss. Bit overwrapped, that's fine.
Oh, wow! These trainers are meant to be sold out everywhere. How did she even get hold of these?
Surprise them with something thoughtful this Christmas. Check eBay now for great prices on great brands. From the sharpest fashion to the techiest tech, eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. This always happens. Sorry. Just Chloe. Chloe's just through the glass. Chloe.
Yeah.
Hi, Chloe. Can you I've left my name outside again.
Okay.
Can you print off my name and bring it in? Because is that all right? Can you just
yeah? On give me a minute.
All right. Thanks. Chloe's just got to print the. Just, Hi, Chloe.
Hi. Here you go.
Thanks very much. Great. All right. I am John Holmes, and on the line is our foreign correspondent, talking to us, of course, from somewhere foreign. Now, there's a lot been in the news about world politics, not least America, of course, overnight with Roy Moore, the candidate for the Senate, the Republican candidate, who lost the vote down in Alabama. Roy Moore, Moore. How does he like gays? Well, he doesn't, and he doesn't like Muslims either. Fortunately, he didn't get in. The other guy did, Doug Jones. But it's not the only political hot potato in the world, because Poland has a brand new prime minister, an incoming prime minister. What do we know about him, and what's the political situation? On the line is our Polish correspondent. Good afternoon.
Łupek zieleńcowy to są skały metamorficzne, zwykle cienko złupkowane, z wyraźną foliacją, powstałe w wyniku płytkiego metamorfizmu fazy zieleńcowej. Są to pokrewne skały wylewne oraz im tufów. Zwykle występują wraz z zieleńcami, które odróżniają je widocznie przez foliację.
That's interesting you should say that, and I think a lot of people listening will agree. But in terms of, because we've seen a lot of protests in Poland, of course, in recent times, and about the unrest. I mean, what is it about Polish politics that sort of thrust it onto the world stage right now in this turbulent time?
Więc łupki amfibolowe są troszkę różne od łupków zieleńcowych. Są to skały metamorficzne pokrewne amfibolitom. Podziały na amfibolity i łupki amfibolitowe. Nie jest to do końca sprecyzowany podział. Można wyróżnić główne dwa kryteria, skału mineralnego oraz tekstury. To jest dosyć niezwykły podział, ale sądzę, że możemy po prostu z nim kontynuować.
Yeah. Well, which is quite surprising. I mean, and what do we know, though, of the man himself? I mean, this is, you know, the former prime minister stepped down. We've got the new one now in place. What do we know of him as a man and a politician?
A więc łupek grafitowy, w przeciwieństwie do łupków zieleńcowego i amfibolicznego, jest to skała metamorficzna o wyraźnie zaznaczonej laminacji, złożona głównie z drobnych blastów kwarcu. Tutaj zawartość grafitu wynosi do kilku procent, jednak ze względu na jego niewielkie wymiary, zwykle tworzy drobne wrostki w ziarna kwarcu oraz intensywną barwę daje skalę czarne zabarwienie.
And you think it is the fact that he's a former finance minister that's kind of helped, I suppose, with everything that's happening?
No nie wiem, ponieważ łupki grafitowe powstają w wyniku przeobrażenia łupków ilastych lub piaszczystych, bogatych w substancje węglowe lub bitumiczne.
Well, let me pick you up on that point. I mean, the words hope and optimism, of course, have been used. And this is about, you know, it's been a campaign fought on prosperity, well-paid jobs, affordable housing, and so on and so forth. But the former prime minister, she was popular in Poland, of course, you know, because of a hard-line right-wing stance on everything from migrants to abortion.
No tak, to jest bardzo, bardzo ciężka sprawa, bo tak naprawdę czym jest łupek? Czym jest łupek? Jest to dość niejednoznaczne pojęcie, opisujące grupę stało wykazujących dobrą łupkowatość, czyli inaczej złupkowacenie. Najczęściej dotyczy to skał metamorficznych, lecz jednak jest również stosowana do skał osadowych o podobnym wyglądzie. Polski termin łupek odpowiada czeskim brydlicze czy sztor. Jest to skała o zróżnicowanym składzie i charakterystycznej strukturze.
And what's the thought behind this? Because this is all obviously to improve Poland's standing in the EU. And here we are in the middle of Brexit here in Britain. And you know, what's the view from Poland like as Britain prepares to leave?
Więc łupki też możemy podzielić na szczególności, na szczególne właściwości typu czarne, lśniące, pstre, czerwone, zielone. Jest ich absolutnie mnóstwo. Trudno cokolwiek powiedzieć. Chyba trzeba je wszystkie zaakceptować i zapamiętać. Więc dalej możemy iść z graptolitowymi, antraksjezynymi, psiodycznymi, wachlowczymi i oczywiście aunowymi.
Well, again, I think, you know, you put that very clearly. And in terms of the future then, I mean, we're talking about... We're talking about a man. I mean, he's 49, I think, isn't he? He's, you know, and he's been. The rumours have been surrounding him for a long time about you know who was going to take the role. Was it a surprise that he Mr. Him came in to get this?
A więc teraz możemy też podzielić łupki ze względu na miejsce ich występowania. Na przykład łupek kwarcowo-sercytowy, który pochodzi z Radzimowa. Właściwości łupkowe ma następujące. Barwa srebrzysto-biała, szaro-żółta, szaro-brązowa, srebrzysto-zielonkawa. Struktura będzie drobnoplastyczna, heumblastyczna, graneloiblastyczna. Tekstura masywna, łupkowa, bezładna. Sądzę, że to wszystko mówię o tym.
Yeah, sorry, no, I'll just come in. Elaborate on that last point, because that's a very important point, I think.
No więc tutaj też możemy dalej określić łupki kwarcowo-serycytowe pod względem składu mineralnego lub wyjściowego, a więc mineralny to będzie kwarcyt, serycyt, skalenie, muskowit, chloryt, ale też możemy to podzielić według tego, jak kwaśna jest ta skała lub jak obojętne wylewne są skały magmowe, więc tutaj skład oraz to, w jaki sposób on wygląda, ma kluczowe znaczenie. W jaki sposób możemy go zidentyfikować i w jaki sposób powinniśmy go skategoryzować?
Yeah. And do you think that the background of being a banking executive, I mean, he was even an advisor to Donald Tusk, of course, president of the EU, you know, before he had that position. You know, he's standing in the EU, in Europe. I mean, he's a popular figure, the new prime minister.
To jest niezwykle trudna sprawa, ponieważ łupki miedzionośne, w przeciwieństwie do łupków kwarcowo-serycytowych.
Yeah.
Są to łupki bitumiczno-węglanowe zawierające minerały miedzi, czyli tego, z czego są zrobione pieniądze, między innymi srebra, ołowiu, niklu, kobaltu i tak dalej. Zawartość miedzi może dochodzić do 3%. Yeah. Występują te również w Zambii, tworząc zambijski pas miedzionośny. Tam głównie zabierają miedź i kobalt.
It's always good to end on a joke. Just final question. What's the best Polish food?
O, najlepsze jedzenie polskie. Powiedziałabym, że sernik.
Excellent.
Ale niestety do sernika nie możesz dodać łupków, więc tutaj powiem, że jestem całkiem rozczarowana.
Great. Listen, thank you very much for joining us. That is our Polish correspondent talking to us from Poland in Polish. About the incoming Prime Minister, new Prime Minister for Poland, of course, as we know. So just bringing us up to speed in what's happening in the rest of Europe. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. The news is on the way next.
Talk Radio.
And Claire has it.
The Prime Minister is being warned she faces defeat over some of her key Brexit legislations in the Commons later. A group of Tory MPs want to be guaranteed the right to have any say on the final deal. Well, Theresa May's lack of majority leaves her vulnerable, but former Attorney General Dominic Grieve says it's necessary due to a power which could see a meaningful vote ignored.
The reason why I've tabled an amendment is not to stop Brexit. It's to question why this power is in this bill in the way it is, when in fact it's a power that the government should not and ought not to be using.
Rail strikes over two operators have been announced, which will affect people travelling over the Christmas period. The RMT union says its members working for Greater Anglia are to walk out on the 27th of December in a row over the role of guards. Meanwhile, those on South Western Railway are to strike on New Year's Eve over the dispute. Ofsted's chief inspector says disadvantage can't be used as an excuse for schools to underperform. The education watchdog has revealed that 130 schools in England have failed to get a good rating from it in the last 10 years. A box holding the ashes of twins who died at birth has been stolen in a burglary in West London. Well, police say it's been heartbreaking ordeal for the victims, and thieves broke into the house in Richmond earlier. Peter Kay has announced his entire 100-date tour just weeks after it announced has been cancelled. The comedian's also pulled out of all other upcoming work commitments. And hundreds of UK cinemas will open late tonight for the first public screenings of Star Wars: The Last Jedi. Well, the latest instalment of the sci-fi franchise features original Star Wars actor Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker and the late Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia. Oh, the weather now. Shall I do the weather? I thought you were going to say something.
No, I was just waiting for the...
Windy with heavy blustery showers turning to snow in the northwest. And brighter spells in between, though. Today's high, 7 degrees.
It's raining now.
It's raining. It is raining.
It's raining in London, certainly.
There is more in half an hour.
There's more now. Because it is time for today's edition of Bonus News. Of course, you know as well as I do that the bulletins are, well, 2 minutes long. That's not long enough to cover everything off, so we bring you Bonus News in order to make the time up. Animal news, vegetable news or mineral news, that covers it all. Today, mineral news.
Mineral news.
Claire's got the mineral news.
According to research studies, I wanted to sing along. According to research studies, it's reported that blood pressure fell by 10%, sorry, hit the microphone, in people who ate two bananas daily for a week. However, there is advice to talk to your doctor before you include bananas in your diet if you suffer from any other health complications.
Like an allergy to bananas.
Bananas not only give you energy, but also help maintain your blood pressure.
I think bananas are boring. Do you know the problem with bananas, right, is that I don't think I've ever been in a mood and just thought, what I really want is a banana.
Yeah, they're weird. Right. I always have them green as well.
Do you?
Yeah, carry on.
Well, no, but I think they're the wrong size. Because like, by the time you've eaten half a banana, you're bored of it. Don't you think?
They're too big for you, aren't they, John? Bananas, you find, tend to be too big for you.
Yeah, I do. And I think by the time you don't feel like a banana, but there's a banana. You got to have a banana. It's healthy. Right?
You can get different sized bananas.
Yeah, can you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, plantains.
Yeah. Well, or just like different sized bananas. They're not all like one size fits all.
But I get bored halfway through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it
you
gives
have to
you
just
energies.
Go through to the end, John.
Right. Maybe I'll try that next time.
Okay. TV chef Nigella Lawson has left viewers shocked after apparently being accused of using excessive amounts of salt during her festive TV show. Well, the Queen of Kitchen Delights made a range of dishes, including garlic and parmesan mash, sticky toffee pudding, Christmas martinis and deviled eggs. But it didn't go unnoticed that she was sprinkling salt on eggs, ice cream and even cranberries. A health campaign group
Mineral News
has urged the chef to be more creative with her seasoning, as high blood pressure is no joke. Should have bananas.
Yeah. If you... this is her festive TV show, is it?
Yeah.
But what... So what was on? Deviled eggs?
So...
Yeah.
Garlic and parmesan mash.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Sticky toffee pudding.
Yeah.
Christmas martinis and deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs, yeah. You wonder what a deviled egg is?
Yeah, those are the little eggs with the thingies in
it. Yeah. Well, I'm wondering, because salt... You sprinkle salt to ward off evil spirits, don't you? So I wonder if she's basically just got possessed eggs.
But did you think she put salt in Christmas martinis?
Well, you put it around the rim.
Around the rim, yeah, of course.
Always rub salt around your rim.
What about sticky toffee pudding?
At Christmas.
Just at Christmas.
Yeah. It's a Christmas treat.
What about sticky toffee pudding? Any salt in that?
If it's salted caramel, maybe.
Hang on, music's running out.
Mineral News.
I'm just going to do a live read in the gap. Talk Radio and Maplin are getting into the festive spirit by giving away fantastic daily prizes this month, including drones and other top tech for your home. If you want to win the prize behind tomorrow's door on the Magic Maplin Advent calendar, register your details at talkradio.co.uk. Listen out for 5 golden rings of your phone on the full set breakfast tomorrow for your chance to win! And right now, there's a capital R in there for no reason. When you spend £40 at Maplin, you get a free £5 off voucher or £10 off when you spend £80. Please sign and return this to the S&P Trade Time initial date. There you go. Nailed it.
Mineral News.
And Beyonce and Jay-Z have posed together in a show of unity while she wears a sparkling gold animal print dress. I got a bit confused
Mineral
by this one.
News.
That's animal news.
She coordinated it with matching animal gold news. Heels and hoops earrings. Well, the pair are busy showing how strong their relationship after Jay-Z apparently cheated on her. Anyway, gold.
You don't have to say apparently. Admitted it.
I know, but I feel a bit bad saying that. Oh. Gold dress.
Do you feel guilty?
I'm not sure. It's nothing to do with me. That's true.
Did you get off with Jay-Z?
What a scoop.
Wow.
No.
I always knew our best exclusive we'd get on this show was in Mineral News.
Cottingham News. That's what this is.
I don't want to do that.
Wow.
Anyway, there you go. That's it.
That's great.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much
for
that. No worries. There we go. Tomorrow, of course, it means it's going to be the turn of Animal News. Are you with us tomorrow, Claire?
No, and I want to do Animal News.
Who's with us tomorrow? Great. No one knows. Right, fine. Good. Thank you, Claire. Claire there with the bonus news, because the news isn't long enough, so we have to make the time up. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Sam Delaney will be with you from 4 o'clock with Drive Time. And before that, though, we will be bringing you the news-led entertainment game that is Dead or Alive. They are things in the news, but are they dead or are they alive? That's on the way. On Talk Radio in the afternoons.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Hi, my name's James and I'm a night shift volunteer at Crisis at Christmas. It's an amazing event that helps thousands of homeless people each year. It can truly change lives. People come through the door with nothing, freezing cold and worn down by life on the streets. But at Crisis at Christmas, there's food, company and access to support that can turn lives around. So please, help bring someone in from the cold. Reserve a place at Crisis at Christmas today for just £26.08. Go to crisis.org.uk. Thank you.
You can say anything to a mate. Anything. Call them every name under the sun. Wind them up. Bring them down a peg. Tell them stuff you never thought you'd tell anyone. Because they're proper mates. Like brothers. When it's a mate, you say what you feel like saying. Except, I love you, man. And I'm not going to let you drink drive. Stupid, innit? Mates don't let mates drink drive. Think.
Everyone likes to get a broadband deal, but who's got time to go searching for them? At BT, we do the hard work for our broadband customers by offering them personalised deals. So now getting the right deal takes no time at all. If you're our broadband customer, you can find your personalised deal at bt.com/mydeal. It's ready and waiting for you.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job, easy to manage candidates, easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Derbyshire, we have one lane closed due to emergency repairs on the M1. That's northbound between Junction 30 and Junction 31 for Sheffield. Elsewhere in Cheshire, we have one lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down car on the M6. That's southbound between Junction 19 and Junction 18 for Middlewich. And elsewhere in Bristol, two lanes closed and queuing traffic due to an accident. Two lorries, two cars involved on the M4. That's westbound between Junction 19 and Junction 20. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Oh, nice paper, snowmen. Oh, you've wrapped it well.
No way! I have wanted this fitness tracker for ages. How did you know?
Surprise them with something thoughtful this Christmas. Free delivery on over 10 million new items, from the sharpest fashion to the techiest tech. eBay, fill your cart with colour.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Summer game of Dead or Alive on the way for you this afternoon. Before that, though, much going on in the news. We've been talking a lot about Star Wars today. People who have seen the film already, reviewing it, we've discovered that they're very favoured by critics. What are you laughing at?
You've just said there's much been going on in the news. We've been talking about Star Wars today, which to me suggests that there's not that much going on in the news.
You're absolutely right, because it's getting to Christmas, isn't it? And we've,
yeah.
we looked at the news today, and it was bereft. Now there's the amazing Operation Heart Baby.
Yeah, but we spoke about that.
We spoke to someone from the British Heart Foundation, a senior cardiologist, about that very case. We did have to talk about Star Wars, given that it's not new. That's why this Peter Kay story appears to be all over the news this afternoon. Ordinarily, man cancels some concerts. Not that big a news, is it? I mean, I know he's popular and it's a big deal, but it's not like the lead story, even though it seems to be. But there's just not very much going on. I mean, the baby thing's kind of the biggest thing. Of course, it's amazing, the skill of the surgeon who performed the operation to put a baby's heart back into a baby's chest cavity. First time it's ever happened successfully in this country. And Vanellope, she's called Vanellope Wilkins. She's doing fine after being born by caesarean section, undergoing those operations, three operations to move her heart back inside her chest. And it's this kind of hardship that will be good grounding for her growing up. And she has to go through life with a name like Vanellope. Now, that's there's that going on. It's all very complicated, Cornelius.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, don't worry. We're here to help. Because what we've done is we've taken the news and we've made it easier to understand. And we've done it by analysing it using Japanese poetry. That's what we do round these parts. 575, that's the syllable count. It's the news in haikus.
Chris Froome fails drug test. Hope this doesn't ruin Cy Kling's reputation.
That would be awful. Daniels! In haikus. And now it is time for quiz. A radio-based quiz. Things that are dead. But are they dead? Or are they alive? A list of things from the world of current affairs and the news. But are they dead or are they alive? That's the question you have to solve. The conundrum, if you will. But you don't have to solve it in the glare of public. But Simon does, and he's on the phone. Hello, Simon.
Hiya.
Hiya. How are you, Simon?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, fine. Thank you very much, Simon. Yeah. How's your Christmas plan, Simon, if indeed you have any?
Yeah, it's all good. Just going home for Christmas in my uni at the moment, but I'm going home, have a proper Christmas dinner, not a Greg's.
Not a Greg's pasty?
No.
Like Cornelius is, we learned earlier on the show.
You're missing out on this.
He just joined us that Cornelius's mum this year has decided to eschew the traditional turkey-based Christmas lunch.
We said Greg's so much on this show today, really, they should be sorting these pasties out.
All you need
out.
To do is clip this up and send it to Greg's and you will get a festive pasty for life, I imagine. If you
that'd be great, because how often do you get to June and just really fancy a festive pasty?
Yeah.
But you can't buy them then.
Yeah. So that's what we learned earlier, that Cornelius is going to have the worst Christmas dinner ever, which is a Greg's bake. And that's it. Anyway, so they, of course, famously had the Jesus sausage roll, didn't they, in there? PR.
Yeah.
So is that where your mum got the idea?
Maybe. She's apparently sick of cooking turkey.
Right. Last year, she did an unusual one. You had a fatberg, didn't you? She wasn't able to cook last year. She just went outside and got a fatberg out of the drain. And you had it with all the trimmings, didn't you?
Yeah,
so it was delicious.
Yeah. Very nice. Lovely. Good.
Right. Simon, what do you do? You said you're at uni. What do you do at uni?
I'm a music student.
A music student. Do you want to sing for us at all?
I can't sing. I play the guitar.
Oh, fine, right. I don't suppose you've got that with you, have you?
No. I can air guitar, but don't know how much help that'd be.
Not much, if I'm honest with you. Anyway, look, we've got a list of things, Simon, and they are either dead or alive. You just have to tell us what they are. That's it, really. Cornelius is going to be keeping score. So if you're ready to go, I say let's do this thing. Let's do it. All right, then. Dead or alive, Simon the music student playing. Question one. Peter Kay's tour. Dead or alive?
Dead?
Yes. It was announced in the news today, as we were talking about, he's cancelling this entire 100-date tour he had planned for 2018 into 2019 due to unforeseen family circumstances. We don't know the details, but that's the statement, so. Woolworths. Dead or alive? Woolworths, Simon.
Dead.
Yes, of course, long gone, but we were discussing this earlier in the roundup of Christmas gifts. That we're not sure now where to buy yards of Jaffa cakes that they used to sell. I mean, I'm sure you can get them, but it's a bit of the Woolworths staple, didn't it? The yard of Jaffa cakes at Christmas. Sassy the horse, dead or alive?
Alive?
Yes, reluctantly ridden to a polling station in Alabama last night by the dodgy, gross Republican candidate Roy Moore. He lost his seat, of course.
What, the saddle?
But the horse is alive. Roger. Donald Trump's caffeine addiction, dead or alive?
Alive?
Yes, it was reported this week. Donald Trump consumes around 12 cans of Diet Coke per day. Per day. Dead or alive, the prospect of there being actual alien life.
Alive.
The prospect certainly is. Cigar-shaped asteroid, which I think was called Umauma. Is that right? Umuawa. It's a Hawaiian word meaning visitor, messenger from afar. Anyway, there were people this week, not least one on here, talking about how it was going to be scanned for signs of alien life. Harvard's chair of astronomy, Dr. Avi Loeb. Joined us on the show yesterday to tell us about it. As far as I know, that's now no longer in the news, so I'm guessing they haven't found anything as yet. If we'd found alien life, it would probably shove the Peter Kay story down the news agenda a little bit, I'm guessing. Cornelius. Hi, Cornelius.
Hi.
So, Simon, dead or alive, Cornelius's liver?
Dead.
Yes. At the Christmas party on Monday night, it's fair to say that Cornelius drank most of the party. So, he wasn't very... If you were listening yesterday, you know he wasn't very well. He was sick in a bin. And his liver, I'm fairly sure, hasn't recovered. The only thing that made him recover was, a 38 quid Chinese last night?
36.
All right.
Beg delicious, though.
Beg your pardon. Is there any left over?
No, not at all.
Of course there's not. The chances of Cornelius's entire family getting stomach problems on Christmas Day.
Oh, alive.
Yes, because his mum, as we know, is going to reheat turkey pasties from Greg's for Christmas Day dinner instead of an actual turkey, as we've been hearing about. The Hills. The Hills. Dead or alive?
Alive?
Yes, with the Sound of Music.
Yeah.
Ah, no, sorry, that's not the answer. No, the Hills were a family when they lived just down from my parents, about three doors away. Yeah. And three generations of them had sadly were all wiped out in a bowling lane accident. They were all wearing the wrong shoes in Leamington Spa in 1996. I'm afraid it took them all out, so.
Yeah.
Dead or alive, my Auntie Sylvie.
Alive?
Yes. 96 years old. Weekly update for you. My Auntie Sylvie, she is in a home. She has no longer has control of her mental faculties or anything like that. But she's alive, certainly, and drinks from a sippy cup. Doesn't recognise me or any of the family anymore. But 96 years old, about to see her next Christmas. She's alive. And now, dead or alive, how you've been buried, according to Avenged Sevenfold.
Alive?
Let's find out. Your soul. This is now your life. Die, buried, alive. It's alive.
Oh.
It's the right answer. There we go. Now, Cornelius has been keeping score in today's edition of Dead or
Have I?
Have you?
Yeah.
Good. What are the scores?
Simon.
Yeah, it's Simon.
Yeah.
You've scored incredibly impressive, and we're all super proud of you. 9 points.
He's got 9 points. Simon, He's got 9 points.
Well done, Simon.
He's got 9 points. Congratulations, that's Simon with 9 points. Now, Sam Delaney is on the way, of course. He's going to be in to tell us what's going on his programme very shortly indeed. But before that, of course, we've been talking about Star Wars because there's literally no other news apart from that and Peter Kay cancelling a tour. But we've noticed, of course, that it's not the only important thing going on in the galaxy.
No.
Is that fair to say?
Definitely.
It's kind of a metaphor for this.
A long time ago in a parliament not so far, far away, there is unrest in the House of Commons. Several thousand people who are unsure of foreigners have declared their intentions to leave the European Union. The separatist movement under the leadership of a mysterious Boris Johnson the Hutt has made it difficult for a limited number of backbench rebel Jedi Knights to maintain peace and order in the House. Prime Minister May, the former Queen of the Home Office, is returning to the Galactic Senate to vote on the critical issue of creating a trade deal to assist the overwhelmed British post-Brexit economy. The Republic is crumbling under attacks by the ruthless Sith Lord Nigel Farage. There are heroes on both sides. Evil is everywhere. The Rebel Alliance is threatening when backbench MPs will vote on its flagship EU legislation, all guided by a little green man who can't speak properly, former Eternal General Dominic Grieve.
Yep.
Insert a legal guarantee that MPs should vote on any final Brexit deal before it's finalised, you must, said Grieve.
Da 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 da, said Boris Johnson the Hutt. It was the most comprehensible thing he said this year.
Pursued by the EU sinister agents, Prime Minister May races home to 10 Downing Street aboard her Eurostar, custodian of the crap deal that will wreck the country and restore freedom to the Brexiteers.
If you rehearsed, that was good rehearsal, certainly. Sam Delaney's with us now. Hi, Sam.
I really enjoyed that. I found that moving.
Wasn't it, though? Mm. Like a bowel.
Yeah.
I have never seen Star Wars.
No.
And don't really get Brexit.
Oh, aren't you great?
Yeah. Yes.
That is.
Well, what are we going to talk about today? Probably Star Wars a bit.
Yeah.
With my friend Jamie Stangroom, who's king of the nerds when it comes to Star Wars. He's already seen it. Saw it on Monday. I'll be asking them quite careful questions I don't really want to know much about at all.
We had trouble with it earlier in that way.
The last film, I was suffering from a lot of insomnia in the year building up to it. Not exclusively because of my excitement, but partly. And I kept reading blogs, and by the time I went to see the film, I kind of knew the whole plot, and it really ruined it for me.
Well, actually, I knew the whole plot because it was the same as Star Wars.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, almost shot for shot.
And presumably this will be The Empire Strikes Back all over again, but that's okay. We're going to be talking about social media websites and whether or not they need to take responsibility for all the abuse that MPs get. I tell you what, you wouldn't be an MP, would you? I mean, the gloves are off, however awful some of them might be or not be.
Like, yeah.
They are absolutely fair game. We've got to admire them. We're going to be speaking to one MP, Maria Caulfield, who has suffered death threats, had her car tyres slashed outside her home. Just give us a bit of insight to how rough it is being an MP these days. We're going to be talking to Nick Dubois, the ex-MP, who's written a book called Confessions of a Recovering MP. We're going to have a Christmas party survival guide from Janie Godley, the great Janie Godley.
Indeed.
Will be joining me, so that will be very funny. And we've got the best alternative Christmas film roundups from Van Conner.
All of that.
What a show.
All of that with you. How very Christmassy it all is. Mm. Sam Delaney's going to be with
you. Apart from the abuse of MPs.
Apart from that's not so.
But other than that, really so Christmassy. Much,
but yeah, but that's fine. All right, good. He's with you. We're back tomorrow from 1 till 4 for your Thursday edition of Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Have a good evening.
And what would you like, little boy?
Christmas on Talk Radio.
A Norfolk turkey!
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.